To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long, to be like Him, oh, through life's journey, from earth to glory. To be like Him.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
I'm just a bit nervous, so just forgive me. I didn't actually want to come in the front, but I just said to myself, I have to do it. I was saying to my husband in the car, I need to go and say thank you to the saints for praying for me. I suppose most of you know what was going on with my health as from January up to now. But at times, it's just like we are too nervous to say what the Lord is doing in our lives. So I just said to myself, I was seated, then I said, I just want to tell the devil that you're a liar.
Amen.
I'm just, I'm going to stand there in the front and tell the saints that God is good.
Amen.
And He's still healing people the same way He did when He was walking on this earth.
Amen.
As you know, all of you, in January I got so sick and I had stones in my stomach. So I had to go through a procedure to take them out. That was the first operation. And then they said, they sent me home. Then I was back in the house of God just for 1 week. Then the devil took me back again in the hospital before. They told me in the first one that I needed a second procedure, which was a main operation to remove the gallbladder. But this, before the date came, I got so sick. And then I went in the hospital, in the ambulance. And when I got there, I thought maybe surely I'll come back home. But things didn't work like that. I had to spend over a week in the hospital. And they ended up doing the operation there. But while I was in the hospital, all the saints were praying for me. And to be honest with you, I couldn't pray myself. I remember Brother Andrew came. And the sisters, they came. Brother Vegas came. And the moment I looked at them, I just went into tears. Because I say to myself, Lord, these are the people that you gave me to guide my spirit. But look, they are here. I can't even say, Lord, heal me. You know, my husband was praying. My family was praying. Yes. All the saints are praying. But myself, I was in a lot of pain. Yes. To be honest, when you're sick, most of the people will say, sister, just have faith. You'll be fine. Just believe you'll be okay. But when you reach that point yourself, it's normally, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Because most of the times, it's comfort from people, but it's not really in you. You have that fear. And I was so nervous. I was just thinking, my children, they are so small. And I remember one of the ladies, she's Sister Rudo's neighbor. She was helping us with the children. At the time I went in the hospital for the second time, she came with another lady from Zimbabwe. They all came because they heard what happened. And when she came there, the other lady was so nervous because I ended up with a blood transfusion before the operation. The hemoglobin, whatever they call it was too low. So she came and she just looked at that blood and she was so scared. She started crying. And then I said to myself, she's crying, what about me? You know? Then I looked at it and one of the ladies, she started just praying. To be honest, those people, they're Christians, but you don't really know what's inside them. But they came and they just closed the curtains. My husband was there. Everybody just started praying. And the following day, I was going for the operation. And when those people left, they said to me, oh, you'll be fine. And then I said, oh, sure, I'll be fine. But when the day of the operation came, I had such nerves in me. I remember just a few minutes before the procedure came, because I knew they were going to put me to sleep. And in my country, a lot of people, they know you may not wake up, you know. So I was just saying, what about, what if I go and I don't wake up? But thanks the Lord, because I went there, I rang my mother, and I said to her, oh, I'm now going for the operation. And I rang my husband and my mother. She was in the field at that time because she's in the farm. So she just said, okay, we'll be praying for you. When you come out, just ring me. So I went, and it took a very long time to be there. I think for me to wake up, I don't really know what happened. But I know my husband was beginning to panic. And as well, my mother at home, she was thinking, oh, maybe she's dead. But that wasn't the case. The Lord was with me.
Amen.
And I believe he was even with the surgeons there. Because when they went, they said the place where they wanted to operate, it was infected. And my liver and my kidneys, they all had infection. So they said they are going to cut me a big wound. But at the end of the day, I woke up, I didn't see the big wound. I just realized they'd done what they were supposed to do in the first procedure. So I was so glad. And when my husband came, I said, how big is the wound? Because I couldn't see. My stomach was so big, they put gas inside. So he said, Mo, you only have a little bit here and a little bit there. I said, really? But the pain I'm feeling. Then he said to me, oh, no, it's just... But I really thank God, because a few days later, they said to me, oh, you have to stay in the hospital for a bit longer. But a few days later, they sent me home. And still the saints were praying for me. And I just don't even know how to say thank you to everybody, because the Lord was with me. I know it was a major operation that I went through. It's healing. And I know it takes time. And I remember when I came home, Brother Andrew sent me a message. And he said, sister, just let us know how you are doing. And then quickly I sent him a text message back. And I said, brother, to be honest with me, I'm just one true walking testimony for this year. Because I really feel that all the pain, it's going to go. I don't believe that I meant to have this pain for long. And I'm really grateful for everyone.
Amen.
I just don't even know how to say thank you. But above all, I just want to say thank you to God. Because he was there. His spirit was there.
Amen.
I just want to encourage each and every one of you that when we have this pain, like I did myself, I couldn't pray, to be honest. It was just so much on me. But the devil just comes on you. You don't even realize it. When people are praying just to say amen, I think it makes the whole difference.
Amen.
And when the Lord has done something good to you, it's good to testify about it.
Amen.
Like brother was saying to me, said, sister, when you are well, go and testify, because the Lord wants to know about this.
Amen.
So I was just sitting then. I said, oh, it's taking time for me to heal. But anyhow, today I made the decision. I just want to tell everyone and to declare that I'm well. The Lord is there. He healed me. He can still heal you.
Amen.
I just want to say thank
you.
We ask the sisters to come sing while we sing that song. They can come.
God is so good. He's so good. God is so good. He's so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
God bless you, saints. He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, oh words with heavenly comfort from whatever I do, wherever I'll be still, Jesus God sent that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own. He's faithful for
Amen. Let's sing that song, Ancient Words. Amen. It's those ancient words that keep us going. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are the words that give us healing. They're the words that give us life. They give us direction in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy words, long preserved, for our walk in this world. There is out with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world where we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with God's own. Oh, let the ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he did faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Oh, with the hope in his heart. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have done with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words in, ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
The song is speaking of ancient words. That we can take something from 3,000 years ago.
Hallelujah.
3,500 years. And it can change us today.
Amen.
Because the word is God.
Amen.
Now I think that's one thing that people have lost track of in this age.
Il y a une seule chose que les gens ont perdu pour cet âge.
Is that the word is God.
Et c'est la parole.
You know that this word,
cette parole ici,
God is in this word.
Dieu est dans cette parole.
And one of the biggest enemies,
le plus grand ennemi,
is all of these modern Bible versions.
C'est toujours c'est le Bible moderne.
They take out the truth.
Ils prennent la vérité.
Water things down.
Et ils vont arroser les choses.
You can't change God.
Et tu peux pas changer Dieu.
Leave him as he is.
Et il faut le laisser comme il est.
And though it may have been thousands of years ago,
que cela peut être
that he did things for Ruth.
Il a fait des choses pour Ruth,
for Rahab,
pour Rahab,
But he's still the same.
Mais il continue à être le
and
même.
That same ancient word,
le même, mes paroles anciennes.
It's changing me.
Et cela me change.
And it's changing you.
Amen. Et cela te change aussi.
Brother Mike.
Le frère Mike.
The other one, not Brother Mike, Mike from Ghana, was asking that the choir could please meet with them. Anyone interested to be in the choir could meet with him after service.
Et que tout le monde puisse se rencontrer avec lui après le service.
Let's open Ruth chapter 3.
Ouvrons Ruth chapitre 3.
Ruth 3.
Ruth chapitre 3.
Let's have a look, verse 9.
Regardons au 9e verset.
Ruth 3 says, and he said, this is Ruth.
Ça, c'est Ruth.
She's gone down to the threshing floor.
Elle est allée maintenant à l'air.
Let's read from 6 just to help people who don't know the book of Ruth.
Lisons à partir de 6,
Naomi has told Ruth,
Naomi a dit à Ruth,
go down to the threshing floor.
Va dans l'air.
Boaz, the Lord of the harvest,
le Seigneur de la moisson,
he's there.
Il est là.
And tells her what to do.
Et il va te dire quoi
and
faire.
Verse 5,
verset 5,
and she said unto all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. That's a real believer.
Ça, c'est un vrai croyant.
And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. Mm. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Mm. That's a wonderful testimony that she had.
Témoignage très merveilleux qu'il a.
Now it's true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of the kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. Mm-hmm. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of the kinsman to thee. Mm-hmm. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning.
Amen.
What did he tell her to do?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il lui a dit de faire?
Just rest.
Et se reposer.
Rest.
Et reposez-vous.
Ruth, you've brought it to me.
Et tu es venu à moi.
I've taken it upon myself.
Je pris cela sur moi-même.
Now you just rest.
Toi, tu te reposes.
That's when Ruth,
c'est là que Ruth
moved into the third stage of her experience.
Dans la troisième étape de son expérience.
From Ruth deciding,
de la décision de Ruth,
chapter 1,
chapitre 1,
chapter 2, Ruth serving,
chapitre 2, Ruth qui a tenté
in the fields
servir,
of Boaz,
dans les champs de Boaz.
But chapter 3,
chapitre 3,
is Ruth resting.
C'est Ruth qui est en train de
let's,
se reposer.
Let's all pray, let's put ourselves
prions tous ensemble.
Father, may you help us this day in your word. May you grant us grace, Father and Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of revelation. Father, how we long, Lord, that you would just take back the covers upon this day and allow us, Jesus, just to come and lay ourselves down at your feet. You may be seated, saints. If we had to take a topic today,
si je dois prendre un sujet aujourd'hui,
it might sound a bit of a strange one.
Ça peut sonner un peu étrange.
But I pray it'll be clear by the end.
Mais ça sera clair par la fin.
We want to look at Boaz unsealed.
Nous voulons voir Boaz qui est
so Boaz had to be unsealed.
Et Boaz qui doit être dévoilé.
And then Ruth could rest.
Et afin que Ruth puisse se reposer.
So Boaz unsealed and Ruth rest.
Et Boaz se dévoile maintenant et Ruth se repose.
The greatest thing.
Et la grande
the
chose.
Prophet said
et que le prophète a dit.
That the church struggles with.
Et que l'Église combat avec.
Is fear.
Et c'est la peur.
Uncertainty.
Et l'incertitude.
No, being tossed about.
Être agité partout.
And friends, we don't want to be in that condition.
Nous ne voulons pas être dans cette condition.
You don't want to be caught between.
Nous ne voulons pas être pris entre les
living
deux.
In a condition of uncertainty.
Vivre dans la condition de l'incertitude.
Especially in this kind of a time that you're living in.
Dans les temps que nous sommes en train de
you want to be at rest.
Vous voulez être dans les
because
raisons.
We are now in the stage.
C'est parce que nous sommes maintenant dans l'étape
of the progression,
de la progression
of the work of redemption.
Amen.
The prophet says
de l'œuvre de la rédemption,
that the church now should be resting.
L'église maintenant doit se reposer.
We need to be entering into rest.
Nous devons entrer dans le repos maintenant.
And may the Lord help us today.
Et que le Seigneur puisse nous aider aujourd'hui.
Through this great
à travers cette
story of Ruth,
histoire de Ruth.
Just to see how
pour voir comment
the believer
le croyant
can enter into rest.
Peut entrer dans le repos.
Because you know the prophet told us.
Parce que vous savez, le prophète nous dit.
In the message Revelation chapter 5.
Le message Apocalypse chapitre 5, la deuxième partie.
He says, I want you to notice.
Dit, je veux que puissiez remarquer.
In the great plan of redemption.
Dans le grand plan de la rédemption.
So the plan of redemption.
Dans le grand plan de la rédemption.
Now God has a plan of redemption for you.
Dieu a un plan de la rédemption pour vous.
He has a plan of redemption for the church.
Il a un plan de la rédemption pour
l'Église. Through the church ages.
À travers les anges de
But always bring it to yourself.
Mais amenez cela toujours à vous-même.
Don't take redemption away.
Ne faut pas prendre le rédemption.
Apply it to other people.
Et appliquez cela dans la vie.
God has a plan of redemption.
Dieu a un plan de rédemption.
For every individual.
Pour chacun individu.
And the prophet says the plan of redemption.
Dit que le plan de la rédemption.
How God foreshadowed it.
Comment Dieu a mis cela sous les ombres.
He worked it out perfectly.
Il a œuvré cela parfaitement.
In Ruth and Boaz.
Dans Ruth et Boaz.
Now we looked at it last year quite a bit.
Nous avons regardé la semaine.
But I just wanted to take this thought today.
Et je veux prendre ce sujet aujourd'hui.
About Ruth resting.
À propos du repos de Ruth.
And the prophet's telling us an outstanding thing there.
Il dit des choses très étonnantes.
He said the plan of redemption.
Le plan de la rédemption.
Was worked out perfectly.
Et cela a œuvré parfaitement.
He says perfectly.
Et il a dit parfaitement.
In the book of Ruth.
Dans le livre
Between
de Ruth.
Ruth and Boaz.
Entre Ruth et Boaz.
So God.
Dieu.
In his great willingness.
Dans sa grande volonté.
To bring us into rest.
Pour nous amener dans le repos.
He foreshadowed.
Et il a fait les ombres.
His great work of redemption.
Sa grande œuvre.
In many things in the Bible.
Dans plusieurs fois dans la Bible.
Showing us from different aspects.
Il est en train de nous montrer des différents
aspects. Different avenues.
Des avenues différentes.
Because this is the most important thing to him.
C'est la chose la plus importante.
And it should be the most important thing to us.
Amen. Ça devrait être la chose la plus importante.
There should be nothing in your life and mine.
Et là, ça, on pourra jamais avoir quelque chose
more important than redemption.
Et plus important que la rédemption.
Than the plan of redemption.
Et que le plan de la rédemption.
Unfolding itself in
et
your life.
Ça s'est dévoilé dans votre vie.
But the devil knows that.
Mais le diable connaît
ça. So he wants to get us worried.
Et il veut nous faire inquiets.
About what shall I eat?
Et qu'est-ce que je vais manger?
What shall I drink?
Et qu'est-ce que je vais boire?
What shall I put on?
Et qu'est-ce que je vais m'habiller?
Jesus says these are the
Jésus
things
dit que ces choses
that the unbelievers worry about.
Les croyants aiment,
the heathen.
Qui est, les païens qui
he says, but seek ye first
mais cherchez d'abord
the kingdom of God.
Le royaume de Dieu.
And all of these things will be added to you.
Toutes ces choses vous sera ajoutées.
The more temptation comes
plus
in your life,
vient dans votre vie,
maybe hardship,
peut-être le temps
things you don't understand,
les choses que vous ne comprenez pas.
The real believer
le vrai croyant,
that pushes you deeper
qui vous pousse plus profond,
into the plan of redemption.
Dans le plan de la rédemption.
That puts you more in fellowship and communion.
Plus dans la communion
with the word of redemption.
Avec la parole de la rédemption.
Don't pay attention to circumstances.
Attention aux circonstances.
Jonah said it. These are lying vanities.
Il a dit la vie, la vanité.
But the devil wants to get your attention off the plan of redemption.
De plan de la rédemption.
And he wants to get you focused
et il veut que toi, tu puisses
on circumstances.
Et sur les circonstances.
On the things you can see.
Sur les choses que vous pouvez voir.
As we often say,
nous
John on the island of Patmos.
Jean dans l'île de Patmos.
He did the greatest thing that can be done. He didn't look at the scorpions.
Il n'a pas regardé aux scorpions.
The criminals.
Il n'a pas regardé
the outward condition that he was in.
Aux conditions
but he got into the spirit on the Lord's day.
Mais il était dans l'esprit du Seigneur.
And he saw things so wonderful.
Et il a vu des choses très merveilleuses.
Despite his circumstances,
peu importe ses circonstances,
that I'm sure for the rest of his life,
que je suis sûr pour le reste de
he
sa vie,
longed for that kind of communion,
pour ce genre de communion
that he had with Jesus.
Et qu'il avait avec Jésus.
When Jesus was unveiling to him
étant dévoilé à lui,
the plan of redemption,
le plan de la rédemption,
the seals and the church ages,
les anges de l'église,
and that is, I really do believe it,
que je crois réellement
that is the believer's refuge,
que ça, c'est la place de refuge
is to get
croyant.
Yourself back under his wings.
Il va se mettre sous ses ailes.
Is to get yourself
rentrer toi-même
within the veil.
Dans le voile.
Where the Shekinah is real to
you.
Like the song says.
Et comme la chanson
where his glory is flooding your soul.
Ta gloire est en train de luire dans ton âme.
That is the answer to a believer.
La réponse à un croyant.
But fear.
Mais la paix,
uncertainty,
l'incertitude,
all of those things can come.
Toutes ces choses peuvent venir.
So the prophet says it's a perfect foreshadow, this book of Ruth.
Que c'est un ombre parfum.
And to anybody who's read this book a few times,
quelle personne qui a lu ce livre plusieurs
fois, it's a sweet book.
Amen. C'est un livre doux.
And it's so full.
Et c'est tellement rappelé.
Of spiritual virtue.
Amen. De force spirituelle.
To the believer.
Pour le croyant.
He says in the message, Kinsman Redeemer.
Il dit dans le message de le para-rédempteur.
He says this story was written.
Il dit cette histoire a été.
And all of the old manuscripts.
Et toutes les parties de situation de la.
When they were segregating the Bible.
Quand ils étaient en train de mettre la Bible.
The holy men.
Les hommes saints,
trying to put together the Old Testament.
Essayé de mettre ensemble
the book of Ruth,
le livre de
was
Ruth,
one of the outstanding books
le livre un de plus
that they accepted.
Et qu'ils ont accepté.
Why?
Et pourquoi ils ont accepté?
If it's just a love story.
Si c'était juste l'histoire d'amour.
Because redemption is a love story.
Parce que la rédemption, c'est l'histoire.
You know where fear comes in?
Vous savez d'où vient
la peur? The Bible says perfect love casts out fear.
Amen. Et la Bible dit l'amour parfait.
The Bible says he who fears.
C'est lui qui a peur.
It's not made perfect in love.
Il n'a pas été fait parfait dans l'amour.
And God's dealings with man,
Dieu, la façon dont il
with you
avec
and I,
avec vous et moi,
or on the basis of love.
Sur la base de l'amour.
If you are scared into
si
the kingdom,
vous avez peur pour le royaume,
that's not the plan of redemption.
Ça, ce n'est pas le plan de la rédemption.
God doesn't want to scare you into
Dieu, le Dieu ne veut pas vous effrayer.
That's the old covenant.
Et ça, c'est l'ancienne alliance.
That's Mount Sinai.
Et ça, c'est le mot Sinaï.
With the thunders and the lightning.
Les tonnerres, les éclairs,
and the voice of the great trumpet.
La voix de la grande trompette.
And even Moses said, I do greatly fear. But we've not come to Mount Sinai, the Bible says. We've come to Mount Zion.
Amen.
To the spirit of just men made perfect.
Là où l'esprit de juste a été rendu parfum.
To a new covenant.
Une nouvelle alliance.
And friends, this covenant
cette alliance ici
is a covenant of love.
C'est l'alliance de l'amour. Amen.
Redemption.
Amen. La rédemption.
When God unveils redemption to you,
a dévoilé la rédemption
it's
à
God
vous.
Unveiling his purpose.
Il doit dévoiler ses
in love for you and I.
Dans l'amour pour vous.
And the moment we move it from that,
où nous sommes déplacés de
and
cela,
it becomes statutes and ordinances.
Cela devient des ordonnances et
and
des
you
statues.
Have to do this and don't do
et
that.
Que vous devez faire ceci et faire cela.
We've missed
et nous avons manqué
the heart of what it's all about.
Le cœur de ce que cela est.
It's got to be
ça doit être
a love story.
L'histoire d'amour.
And he says, if it's just a love story,
c'est juste une histoire
d'amour, why would the writers
pourquoi les gens anciens ont accepté que ces livres sont inspirés?
Because there's a hidden revelation in it.
C'est parce qu'il y a une révélation cachée.
And this hidden revelation,
cette révélation cachée,
if you catch the real meaning,
si vous avez la vraie signification,
it'll bring you real close to God.
Ça va vous amener très proche en Dieu.
Now we read that many times last year when we did the book of Ruth.
Plusieurs fois dans le livre de Ruth.
But that's a wonderful thing that he's telling us there.
Quelque chose émerveillé.
If you catch the real revelation of this book,
la vraie révélation de ce livre,
it'll bring you real close to God.
Ça va t'amener très proche à Dieu.
That's what he's saying.
C'est ce qu'il a dit.
He says, and I pray my whole soul this morning that God will catch every heart so spellbound till he'll reveal himself.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il va se révéler lui.
Just what he is in the story.
Juste ce qu'il est dans l'histoire.
Now friends,
amis,
sin,
le péché,
and us being born in sin,
et nous qui est né dans le péché,
we are born with a darkened spiritual understanding.
Nous sommes nés avec un esprit sombre de la
we are spiritually blind.
Nous sommes aveuglément et spirituellement aveugles.
Until God himself
jusqu'à tel point que Dieu
reveals
vivant,
himself personally
et
to us,
amen, puisse se révéler personnellement,
we have a distorted picture of God.
Nous avons une histoire loupée de Dieu.
We do.
Nous avons cela.
The Catholic God.
Le Dieu catholique.
If you ask a Catholic person,
si vous demandez une personne
please tell
catholique,
me about God.
Il dit, dis-moi à propos
it's a different
Dieu.
God than you'll find
c'est
in the Bible.
Dieu différent que vous allez trouver dans la Bible.
If you ask many denominational
si
people, tell me about God.
Gens de dénomination, dis-moi à propos de
you'll
Dieu.
Find their image in their mind
vous allez
of God.
Trouver leur image dans la pensée de Dieu.
Doesn't match
c'est
the revelation of God in His Word.
Avec la révélation de Dieu dans sa parole.
God has to reveal Himself to you.
Doit se révéler à vous.
If God doesn't reveal himself to you,
Amen. Si Dieu ne se révèle pas,
you will always have a distorted understanding of God.
Vous aurez toujours un malentendu de Dieu.
And many people are victims.
Et plusieurs de gens sont victimes de gens.
They've been under abusive systems.
Ils étaient sous des systèmes
false religious systems.
Et une mauvaise, un mauvais système.
That have reflected a distorted image of the divine to them.
Une bonne image de la parole.
And when they see the Bible,
et quand ils voient la Bible,
the first thing that comes to their mind,
la première des choses qui vont venir dans leur tête,
is some other image.
C'est une autre image.
Not the image.
Ce n'est pas l'image.
The pure image.
Ce n'est pas la vraie image.
That's reflected in God's word.
Qui est reflété dans la parole de Dieu.
And the simplest way to explain that,
simple
to prove that point,
cela pour prouver ce point,
is the Trinity.
C'est la Trinité.
The Trinity.
La Trinité.
The Trinity came from Babylon. It's been proved.
La Trinité est venue de Babylone. Cela est prouvé.
The understanding of God in three separate people.
Amen. La compréhension de Dieu dans trois personnes
séparées. Is a distortion of truth.
C'est une dérision.
Hear, O Israel.
Écoutez, Israël.
The Lord your God is one God.
Dieu est un.
That's the fundamental
ça,
principle.
Le principe fondamental.
The first and the greatest commandment.
Le premier commandement.
God is one.
Dieu est unique.
And when you want to make some other image
si
of God to people,
d'autres images de Dieu aux
gens, it confuses people.
C'est là amène la confusion.
But it's not the Bible that's confusing about the Godhead.
La confusion à propos de la
it's because we sat
Dieu.
Under systems
c'est parce que nous sommes assis sous
that used man's reasoning,
qui utilise le raisonnement
man's
des gens.
Wisdom.
La pensée
and try to explain God.
Qui essaie de expliquer Dieu.
God is known by revelation.
Dieu est connu par la révélation.
Without revelation, you cannot know God.
Amen. Ça, la révélation,
it has to be by divine
Dieu.
Revelation.
Ça doit être par la révélation divine.
That's why the prophet says.
C'est pourquoi le prophète
I
dit.
I pray this morning.
Je prie ce matin.
That he'll reveal himself.
Il va se révéler lui-même.
What he is in the story.
C'est qu'il est dans l'histoire.
What he is to you.
C'est qu'il est pour vous.
Now it's wonderful to know what God is.
C'est bien de connaître ce que
but
Dieu
it's never going to help me.
Mais ça ne va pas m'aider.
Unless that revelation is made personal to me.
Que cette révélation soit personnelle à moi.
I need to know.
Je vais savoir.
Not according to my understanding.
Ce n'est pas selon ma compréhension.
My understanding has deceived me many times.
Va me décevoir.
Not according to another person's understanding.
Ce n'est pas la compréhension d'une autre personne.
But I want to really know.
Mais je vais réellement connaître.
What he is to me.
Ce qu'il est pour moi.
That can bring me into rest.
Et cela peut m'amener dans le repos.
The real revelation.
La vraie révélation.
Of who God is to you.
De ce que Dieu est pour vous.
What God thinks about you.
Qu'est-ce que Dieu pense à propos de vous.
What God has in his heart.
Et quand Dieu avait dans son
what purpose God has for you.
Le but par lequel Dieu avait
personally.
Pour vous. Personnellement.
The Lord said in Jeremiah, I know the thoughts
Seigneur,
I think towards you.
À Jérémy, je connais les pensées que j'ai envers vous.
We're going to find that that's what Ruth needed.
J'ai dit au Seigneur, c'est ce que Ruth avait.
It was wonderful, all the other things.
C'était merveilleux pour toutes ces choses.
People telling her about
les gens lui a dit
God and all the different things she went through.
Dieu, toutes les choses qu'elle a traversées.
But for Ruth to come into rest,
pour Ruth, c'est qu'elle puisse arriver au repos.
She needed Boaz.
Elle avait besoin de Boaz.
Who types Christ.
Boaz qui était le type
the Lord
Christ.
Of the harvest.
Le Seigneur de
the
la moisson,
kinsman redeemer,
le rédempteur,
to unveil
pour dévoiler
himself
lui-même,
personally to her,
personnellement en elle, amen.
Personally,
personnellement,
at the threshing
amen,
floor,
amen, allez,
and then she could enter rest.
Alors, elle peut entrer dans le repos.
Without that personal unveiling.
Dévoilement personnel
of those secret thoughts that Boaz had towards Ruth.
Boaz avait Ruth.
He loved her.
Il a aimé.
When he first saw her,
quand il a vu pour
the
la
prophet
première
tells
fois,
us,
le prophète,
when Ruth was gleaning in the field,
Ruth est en train de glaner dans les
champs, Boaz had a secret purpose.
Boaz avait un but secret.
He had secret thoughts.
Il avait des pensées secrètes.
He would speak to his young men.
Il pouvait parler à ses jeunes hommes.
Secretly.
Secrètement.
To do things for her.
Pour faire des choses pour elle.
Ruth didn't know anything about
Ruth
that.
Ruth ne savait rien à propos de cela.
And that never brought her interest.
Cela ne lui a pas amené à la au repos.
All the things that he was doing for her.
Puisqu'il a fait pour elle.
The only thing that brings you to rest is when Christ, our great Boaz,
notre grand Boaz
personally meets you on the threshing floor and throws his robe over you and unveils himself to you personally. That and that alone brings you into rest. What he revealed to you won't bring me into rest. It'll bring you into rest. What he revealed to other people, that's personal for them.
Amen.
But blessed are you, Simon
Bar-Jonah,
personally, for flesh and blood. Nobody taught you about me. Nobody taught you. But my Father himself, he has revealed this to you. And upon this, I will build my church. And we'll see that as we go. That is the most important thing to happen in the life of a believer. That's why the prophet says in this book, God wants to reveal what he is to you. And if you read the book of Ruth, Jesus is Boaz.
Il est Boaz.
And who was Boaz?
Qui était Boaz?
Boaz was the Lord of the harvest.
Il était le Seigneur de la moisson.
Boaz was Ruth and Naomi's Goel, the kinsman
redeemer.
He was God's provision,
il était la provision de Dieu
for every circumstance they found themselves
in.
They couldn't change their circumstances.
Ils ne pouvaient pas changer leurs circonstances.
Having come back from Moab,
venant de Moab,
Naomi being a widow,
Naomi étant
Ruth being a widow,
veuve, pardon,
living
veuve,
in poverty,
de vivre dans la
they
pauvreté,
couldn't change their own circumstances.
Ils ne pouvaient pas changer leurs
circonstances. But grace,
mais la grâce,
in the word,
alléluia, dans la parole,
had provided
a pourvu
a man,
un homme,
a kinsman,
il a pourvu un
someone like them,
quelqu'un comme
who eux, could feel for them,
qui pouvait sentir
who could eux, look at them in their circumstances.
Regarder en leurs circonstances.
A kinsman had to be willing.
Avoir la volonté.
Boaz was willing.
Boaz avait la volonté.
A kinsman had to be able to redeem,
être capable de
to pay your debts,
pour payer ta dette,
to redeem your lost inheritance.
Pour racheter ton
Jesus is more than able.
Jésus étant plus que capable.
The purchase price was his own blood.
La valeur de prix c'était son propre
sang. And he had to be a near kinsman.
Il doit être un proche
parent, a close relative to you.
Un parenté qui est proche à vous.
That was the law under Leviticus 25.
La loi selon Levitique chapitre 25.
Of a kinsman redeemer.
D'un rédempteur.
God's grace had made a provision.
Dieu a fait une provision.
That no matter how desperate the circumstances in the life of a son or daughter of God would become, if that person could just catch a revelation of God's grace in the person of the kinsman redeemer, the person could rest.
Et la personne va se reposer.
Because it was the kinsman redeemer's responsibility to bring redemption
pour amener la rédemption
to the people who couldn't redeem themselves.
Et pour les gens qui ne pouvaient pas se racheter,
if somebody sold their land
et quelqu'un a vendu sa,
because
sa
they
terre,
got into debt,
et c'est parce qu'ils étaient dans la
it
dette,
may have been totally their fault.
Peut-être c'était totalement leur
friends,
faute.
It was your fault and mine that,
Emma,
that we found ourselves captive to sin as well
et
many times.
Faute qui nous retrouve dans le péché.
But it was the grace of God,
c'était la grâce de Dieu,
that the kinsman,
et le rédempteur,
no matter whose fault that it was,
n'importe qui c'est que cela était,
because the kinsman was a close relative,
le rédempteur proche,
the kinsman had a feeling towards
le rédempteur avait un sentiment envers nous,
compassion,
avait une compassion,
they didn't want to see you in that condition,
ne voulait pas te voir dans cette condition-là.
And the kinsman, Boaz,
le rédempteur
he
Boaz,
had it in his power,
il avait sur ses forces,
he had the riches,
il avait la richesse.
He had the desire.
Le désir.
He was the correct relation to them.
Il était dans une relation
to completely change their situation.
Complètement changer leur situation.
The situation they had put themselves in.
Situation
Naomi
se sont
and her husband.
Naomi et son mari.
By going and living in Moab.
Et vivre à Moab.
And that's why the prophet is in
et
here.
C'est que le prophète dit,
God wants to reveal who he is to you.
Dieu veut se révéler ce qu'il est à vous.
He is your kinsman
redeemer.
The word became flesh.
La parole faite chair.
And dwelt among us.
Amen. Habité parmi nous.
So God could show.
Dieu peut montrer.
That is not so high.
Ce n'est pas très haut.
and lofty
et ce n'est pas très éloigné,
that he can't understand.
Et qu'il ne peut pas comprendre,
but he came down in flesh.
Il est descendu dans la chair.
Not a rich man,
ce n'est pas un homme riche,
but he was poor.
Mais il était pauvre.
Not a great man in the eyes of the world,
grand homme dans les yeux de ce
but
monde,
despised and rejected.
Mais il a été méprisé et rejeté.
Not a man without temptation,
ce n'est pas homme avec des tentations,
but he suffered all manner of temptation.
Il a souffert toutes sortes de tentations,
yet without sin,
bien que sans péché,
so that he could become
afin que lui puisse devenir
compassionate high priest,
compassion de grand sacrificateur,
someone that can feel for us,
quelqu'un qui puisse sentir pour nous.
So he wants to reveal what he is to
us. Il veut se révéler ce qu'il est pour nous.
And he wants to reveal,
et il voulait révéler,
how you can accept him.
Comment toi tu peux l'accepter.
That is an important point.
Ça, c'est un point important.
It doesn't matter what Christ has done for you and for me. If we don't know how to accept him properly,
si vous savez pas comment lui accepter,
if we don't know how to approach the kinsman properly,
si vous savez pas comment approcher les rois, les rédacteurs,
all that is in the kinsman will remain in the kinsman. And we'll stay in our situation.
Nous allons demeurer dans notre situation.
But Ruth,
Rita,
Naomi helped her.
Naomi l'a aidé.
The prophet says Naomi types the old scriptures.
Naomi, sur le type de la
Naomi types the Jews.
Il est le type
the
de la
Old
type
Testament.
Aussi, et l'Ancien Testament.
And Naomi was teaching Ruth,
et
the Gentile bride. Ministering to her. Showing her God's provided way of approach to her kinsman.
Pour approcher le rédacteur.
And Ruth,
et Rita,
did the wisest thing that could be done.
Une chose sage.
All that Naomi told her to do,
que Naomi l'avait dit de faire,
she did it.
Amen. Elle l'a fait.
But that's the hardest thing for us.
Ça, c'est la chose de dire pour nous.
Normally, the last thing we do
la dernière chose que nous
is do it God's way.
C'est faire la
we try everything else.
Nous essayons toutes choses.
We try other people.
Nous essayons les autres personnes.
We try everything we
nous
can
essayons
do.
Toutes choses qu'on peut.
Then when we find everything
et
else
quand
fails,
nous nous retrouvons que toutes choses tombent,
then we say, let me try God's way.
Laisse-moi essayer de faire la voie de
and
Dieu.
And God's way works every time.
Et la voie de Dieu va toujours marcher chaque
fois. And God recorded this
et
book
Dieu a enregistré ce livre
so that we,
afin que nous,
the bride,
l'épouse,
Ruth,
Rita,
can look inside of God's mind,
de la
God's
de
plan
Dieu,
of redemption,
de la, le plan de Dieu,
and see how can we approach
et voir comment on va approcher,
and enter into the place of rest.
Et dans la place du repos.
Because Ruth,
Ruta,
she moved into the place of Ruth resting.
Il s'est reposé dans la place du repos de
Ruth. The place of rest.
La place du repos.
Resting in her kinsman.
S'est reposé dans son rédacteur.
No more worry anymore.
Elle s'inquiète plus.
Once she had lain at his feet.
Une fois qu'elle était allée sur son
lit. Once she made the claim on her.
Une fois qu'elle a fait la déclaration sur lui.
You are my Goel.
Vous êtes mon Goel.
Cast your skirt over me.
Jette ta robe.
Do the work of the kinsman to
enfin,
me.
L'œuvre du rédacteur
and then the response came back from Boaz.
La réponse est venue de Boaz.
Blessed of the Lord art thou, my daughter.
Béni, ma fille.
Do not fear.
Ne faut pas avoir
I peur. Will do for you all that you've asked.
Je vais faire tout ce que vous me demandez.
Then Boaz said, just lay down.
Et Boaz dit, juste reposez-vous.
Just rest.
Juste reposez-vous.
Just rest.
Juste reposez-vous.
And now the burden went on to Boaz.
Et maintenant, le fardeau est allé à Boaz.
And Ruth goes back to Naomi.
Et Ruth est rentrée à Naomi.
And Naomi says, how did it go?
Et Naomi dit, comment cela va aller?
And she shows her
et elle a
the
montré,
six measures of barley.
Le six mesures de blé.
And says, this is what he said.
Amen. C'est ce qu'il a dit.
And Naomi says, amen. My daughter,
et il dit, ma fille,
just be at rest.
Et soyez dans les repos.
Just take it easy now.
Et reposez-vous maintenant.
Because he won't be able to rest
lui ne va pas se reposer
until he's finished this work.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il va
you
finir
just rest now.
Et vous devez vous reposer
and just maintenant. Any day soon,
quel jour
when he's finished the great redemptive
il va
work,
finir la grande œuvre de la
before the elders,
devant les
he's coming to claim that which is redeemed.
Déclarer ce qui est racheté.
And she could just rest.
Amen.
Ruth didn't have to worry anymore.
Ruth ne pouvait plus s'inquiéter.
Have I been accepted?
Est-ce que j'ai été
accepté? Am I going to go in the rapture?
Est-ce que je vais aller dans la
vie? What am I supposed to do now?
Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Do I need to speak in tongues?
Est-ce que je dois parler en langue?
Do I need this or do I need that?
De ceci ou
friends,
de cela?
We need to move beyond that.
Nous devons nous déplacer au-delà
we need
de
to
cela.
Move to the place that we know.
Amen. Nous devons nous déplacer dans la place.
And you're never going to know, and I'm never going to know.
Je ne saurai pas
because somebody tells you.
C'est parce que quelqu'un te dit.
You're only going to know when he tells
Amen.
You.
vous connaîtrez quand il vous dit.
When he unsealed his thoughts towards you, to you. Like Boaz did to Ruth.
Et comme Boaz a fait à Ruth.
Those secret things that were in Boaz.
Secrets qui étaient en Boaz.
That secret love that he had towards her.
Cet amour secret qu'il avait envers
elle. That desire that he had.
Ce désir qu'il avait.
To redeem her.
Et vous pour la racheter.
To claim her as his own.
La réclamer comme sa
to
propre,
share his kingdom with her.
Partager son royaume avec elle.
Friends,
amis,
the only time Ruth,
la seule chose que Ruth
knew those things
a pu connaître ces
was
choses,
at the threshing floor.
C'était à l'air.
When she went and laid his feet.
Là où elle a mis, juste ce pied.
And the Holy Ghost was thrown over her.
Boaz's robe. Sur elle, la robe de Boaz.
And the spirit of truth.
Et l'esprit de la vérité,
the spirit of redemption.
L'esprit de la rédemption
was given to her.
Elle a été donnée.
Then her eyes were open.
Et ses yeux étaient ouverts.
And she saw Boaz the way that he really was.
La façon dont les choses
then she knew Boaz.
Et Boaz maintenant,
the way that she needed to know him.
Et la façon dont vous devez le connaître.
She had known him before. She had met him at church in Boaz's field.
Dans les champs de Boaz.
He had spoken to her.
Il a parlé.
He had spoken to his ministers to speak to her.
À ses ministres pour la parler.
He had provided for her.
Il a pourvu pour elle.
He had told his ministers,
et il a dit à ses ministres,
drop some handfuls and
va donner quelque chose avec un bille à la dame.
He had given her instructions.
Il a donné des instructions.
Drink of the water.
Il faut boire des eaux.
Do not fear.
Il ne faut pas avoir peur.
Stay in my field.
Il faut demeurer dans mon
champ. But that wasn't enough.
Mais ça,
that was good.
Amen. Ça, c'était bien.
But no, Ruth still had uncertainty.
Mais Ruth avait toujours l'incertitude.
He's been kind to me.
Il a été gentil.
He's done
avec
these
moi.
Things to me.
Il a fait de bonnes choses.
But what does he really think about me?
Qu'est-ce qu'il pense à propos de moi?
What does he really think
et
about?
Qu'est-ce qu'il pense à propos de moi?
Does he have thoughts for me?
Est-ce qu'il a de bonnes pensées pour moi?
Is he going to redeem me?
Est-ce qu'il va me racheter?
Are we not like that many times?
Que nous ne sommes pas comme ça,
he does so much for us.
Il a fait beaucoup de choses pour nous.
And you still doubt.
Et vous continuez toujours à
what
douter.
Does he really think about?
Il ne faut pas réellement penser.
Am I really going
est-ce
when he comes?
Je vais réellement partir.
Is he really coming to take me?
Est-ce qu'il va réellement venir me prendre?
That's not yet Ruth rested.
Et ça, ce n'est pas encore le repos de
but Ruth needed to enter into rest.
Et Ruth devrait maintenant entrer dans le repos.
And Ruth had no confidence.
Et Ruth n'avait pas de
confiance. She had no grounds for confidence.
Elle pas de terrain pour la confiance.
Until that experience on the threshing floor.
Que cette expérience
a l'air. That redemptive experience.
Cette expérience rédemptrice.
When Boaz.
Boaz.
Personally.
Personnellement.
A personal experience.
Une expérience personnelle.
Between just Boaz and Ruth.
Entre juste Boaz et Ruth.
It wasn't a common experience.
Ce n'était pas une expérience.
It wasn't
collective.
A shared experience.
Ce n'était pas une expérience
it was
partagée.
An intimate personal
c'était
experience.
Une expérience intime. Personnel.
Between Boaz,
entre Boaz
and Ruth,
et Ruth,
and then Ruth,
et maintenant Ruth,
entered into rest.
Elle est entrée dans le repos.
And friends,
et amis,
the prophet says the book of Ruth.
Le prophète dit dans le livre de Ruth.
Perfectly foreshadows.
Et c'est son
the plan of redemption.
L'ombre de la rédemption.
So God's plan of redemption is foreshadowed for you in this book.
A été mis comme un ombre dans cette livre.
So if you haven't entered rest yet,
si vous n'avez pas encore entré dans le repos,
go and see yourself reflected in Ruth.
Voir toi-même se refléter dans Ruth.
Just follow what Ruth did.
Il faut suivre ce que Ruth a fait.
Just follow the approach that she made.
Suivre l'approche qu'il a fait.
And Boaz,
Boaz,
who's hidden himself,
qui se cache
Jesus dans, hidden in Boaz,
Jésus qui se cache dans
he's
Boaz,
already revealed his intentions to us.
Révélé ses intentions envers nous.
What's in his heart to us
qui est dans son cœur envers nous,
in the book of Ruth?
Dans le livre de
God's
Ruth.
Taken his thoughts,
j'ai appris ses
his
pensées,
hidden purpose,
ses cachées et ses
his desire,
ce désir,
and he's recorded it in these things.
Enregistré dans
that's
choses.
Why don't lean on your own understanding.
Ne faut pas t'appuyer sur votre propre
your own understanding will deceive you every day of the week.
Va se décevoir chaque jour.
Don't lean on your own feelings.
Ne faut pas s'appuyer sur tes propres sentiments.
Feelings can change,
les sentiments peuvent
like
changer.
The weather.
Comme
today you
temps,
feel good, tomorrow you don't. That's got nothing to do with it.
Bien, demain, vous ne vous sentez pas bien,
heavens and earth will pass away.
Le ciel, la terre passera,
but my word will never pass away.
Ne passera jamais.
This is truth.
Ça, c'est la vérité.
This is who God really is.
Ça, c'est ce que Dieu est réellement.
Doesn't matter what your mind says.
Peu importe ce que tes pensées.
Doesn't matter your opinion about it.
Importe à propos de ton opinion.
Who God is
ce que Dieu
isn't
est.
Governed by your opinion
cela n'est pas gouverné par
of who he is.
De ce que lui, il est.
and the word,
la parole,
the redemptive word,
la parole,
if you get in the spirit,
et si vous entrez dans l'esprit,
it reveals to you
et cela se révèle à vous,
who he really is.
Et qui il est.
And the prophet says this hidden
et
revelation in Ruth,
cette révélation cachée
if you catch the real meaning,
si vous attrapez la vraie signification,
it'll bring you
cela,
real close
cela
to God.
Va vous amener très proche en Dieu.
Who here wants to be real close to
et
God?
Qui veut être très proche en Dieu
well,
ici,
then just catch the hidden meaning in the book of Ruth.
Juste attraper
and a prophet is telling it's going to bring you real close to God. But you know what's going to happen to a lot of people? They're
going
to leave their Bible at church.
Ils laisser leur Bible à l'église.
Or they're going to get home and put it on the shelf.
Amen. Ils vont peut-être prendre cela et mettre dans l'étalage.
And they're going to go to work tomorrow.
Et ils vont aller au travail demain ou à l'école.
Or the children aren't going to be happy in the home.
Les enfants ne seront pas contents.
They're going to get out of the spirit.
Ils seront hors de l'esprit.
They're going to go and look at Google News.
Ils vont regarder aux journaux de
They're going to fellowship with the newspapers.
Ils vont communier avec les journaux.
Speak about politics
ils
and sport.
Ils vont parler à propos des politiques et des sports.
And then they wonder why.
Et ils se demandent pourquoi.
I have an instant to rest.
Pourquoi je ne suis pas entré dans les repos.
Because you've got to catch the real meaning.
C'est parce que vous devez attraper la vraie signification.
You've got to get into the spirit of it.
Vous devez entrer dans l'esprit de cela.
Friends, the word will never help us.
Et la parole ne va pas nous aider.
Until we have personal communion with the word.
Si nous avons seulement que nous avons
You've got to have personal fellowship with this word.
Personnel avec cette parole.
This word has to fellowship with you, and you have to fellowship with it.
Avec vous et vous devez communier avec la parole.
You've got to get yourself quiet.
Vous devez vous mettre calme.
You've got to get yourself in prayer.
Vous devez arriver, entrer dans la
You've
prière.
Got to put your sins under the blood.
Vous devez mettre vos péchés sous le sang.
And you have to approach this word the right
vous
way.
Devez approcher cette parole d'une
and
façon
then you enter into the spirit of the word.
Et vous allez entrer dans l'esprit
and
de
you
la
start
parole.
To commune with the word.
Vous allez commencer à communier avec Dieu.
And then God, who is the word,
Dieu qui est la parole,
starts to reveal himself to you
à se révéler à vous
through the word.
À travers la parole.
And that's what the prophet says.
C'est ce que le prophète dit.
The importance of the revelation of the word
de la révélation de la
can
parole.
Never be overemphasized.
Ne peut pas être assez accentué.
The revelation of the word.
La révélation de la parole.
When the word unveils itself to you.
Se révèle à vous.
When God comes from behind the print.
Quand Dieu vient derrière
and you start to have fellowship with the spirit that is in the word.
Vous commencez à communier avec l'esprit. Lui, il est la parole.
That is truth.
Ça, c'est la vérité.
Nothing else is truth.
Il n'y a rien autre qui est la
Jesus
vérité.
Says the word is truth.
Jésus dit que la parole est la vérité.
And you're fellowshipping with perfect truth.
Vous allez communier avec la vérité parfaite.
So Ruth, she responds.
Et Ruth a répondu.
At harvest time.
Au temps de la moisson.
Naomi responds.
Et Naomi a répondu.
They're down there in Moab.
Et ils étaient là-bas à Moab.
Naomi's in a backslidden condition.
Naomi était dans une condition
récurrente. They start to hear what God is doing.
Elles ont commencé à attendre ce que Dieu était en train de faire.
And Naomi. She does the wisest thing she can
elle a
do.
Pris une décision sage.
She responds.
Elle a répondu à cela.
She wants to leave her backslidden condition.
Sortir de sa condition de
because a Jew outside of the homeland is backslidden.
Le juif hors de la terre promise est rétrograde.
She wants to come from a backslidden condition.
Sortir de condition de rétrograde.
She wants to come back into the promise
elle
once again.
Dans la terre promise encore une
and
fois.
Ruth.
Rita,
there's a deep inside of her.
Une profondeur à son intérieur.
God has predestinated
avait prédestiné.
Let's read
lisons
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephésiens chapitre 1.
Because I know that some people, the word predestination is a difficult one. But it's a Bible word. We never made it up ourselves. God's purpose unfolds in predestination. And Ruth was predestinated. She was elect. Ruth, Ephesians 1. Let's read verse 4. The Bible says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Il nous a choisi à lui avant la fondation du monde.
Jesus said, you haven't chosen me.
Jésus dit, vous ne m'avez pas choisi.
I've chosen you.
C'est moi qui vous a choisi.
This purpose,
ce but ici,
Ruth,
Rita,
God chose her
Dieu l'a choisi
before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
In God's great purpose
dans le grand plan de Dieu,
that he proposed in himself
il s'est décidé à lui-même,
when he took counsel with himself
et quand il a pris conseil à
according to his own good pleasure
selon son bon plaisir,
he said there's going to be Ruth
il y aura une Ruth
And she's going to be a heathen.
Et elle sera une gentille.
She's going to put on makeup.
Et elle va mettre ses rouges à,
she's
going to
adorn herself outwardly.
Elle va
with jewelry.
Elle-même avec les
she's going to be in heathen darkness.
Elle sera dans les ténèbres du païen.
She's going to be born
elle sera effardonnée
following the fashions of this world.
Suivre la mode de ce monde.
She's going to be under false religion.
Et elle sera sous une fausse religion.
Moabite religion.
Et la religion de Moab.
She's going to do all manner of things.
Il va faire toutes sortes de choses.
But I've chosen her.
Je l'ai choisi.
I've chosen her.
Je l'ai choisi.
To come from that condition.
Pour qu'elle puisse sortir de cette
condition. Into the lineage of the Messiah.
Dans le lignée de Messie.
She will be one of the Gentile mothers.
Elle sera l'une des femmes des nations.
In the lineage of Jesus Christ.
Dans la lignée de Seigneur Jésus Christ.
She will be the great. She will be the grandmother of David.
Et elle sera la grand-mère de David.
Imagine, she was predestined before the foundation of the world.
Elle a été prédestinée avant la fondation.
God proposed in himself.
Dieu s'est décidé en lui-même.
This Ruth.
Et que cette Ruth,
I've chosen her.
Je l'ai choisi.
To bring forth fruit.
Elle va enfanter.
She's going to bring forth the seed of Boaz.
Elle va enfanter la semence
yes,
de Boaz.
She's going to marry Marlon.
Elle va se marier avec Marlon.
But she's going to die to that relationship.
Elle va mourir.
Just like us.
Et c'est comme nous.
That first marriage.
Et ce premier mariage.
To our old nature.
Amen. À notre nature
ancienne. Born in sin.
Amen. Né dans le péché.
We were predestined by God.
Prédestinés par Dieu.
At the appointed time.
Au temps convenable.
That old husband would die.
Et que notre ancien mari va mourir.
So that we could be married to another.
Afin que nous puissions marier à l'autre.
To Boaz.
À Boaz.
To Christ.
À Christ.
To bring forth seed.
Pour affronter la semence.
In its appointed season.
Dans ce temps convenable.
The word.
La parole.
Look at the verse. Next verse.
Regardez au verset suivant.
Verse 5.
Verset 5.
Having predestinated us.
Nous a prédestinés.
Unto the adoption of children.
À l'adoption des enfants.
To the adoption of children.
À l'adoption des enfants.
The word adoption in the Bible.
Le mot adoption
means
dans
the
la Bible,
placing of sons.
Cela veut dire le placement des fils.
The placing of daughters.
Le placement des filles.
So God predestinated you to a certain place in Christ.
À une certaine place à Christ.
He didn't just call Ruth.
Il n'appelait pas seulement Ruth.
To come out of Moab,
pour sortir de Moab,
so she could wander around,
afin qu'elle puisse se demander,
in uncertainty,
dans l'incertitude,
in Boaz's field,
dans les champs de
no.
Boaz.
Allez, non, that was a stage she had to go
ça,
through.
C'était l'étape qui devrait aller.
But God had ordained her,
Dieu a prédestiné,
predestinated her,
Dieu l'a prédestinée,
to a certain position,
à une certaine position,
to be Mrs. Boaz,
pour être Madame Boaz.
And God put a seed in her.
Dieu a mis la semence en elle.
A predestinated seed.
Une semence prédestinée.
That was in her.
Et qui était
en elle. It lay dormant.
Et cela a été
maybe for many years in her life.
Pour plusieurs années dans sa vie.
Heathen religion.
Et la religion
païenne. Couldn't bring that seed to life.
Ne pouvait pas amener cette semence dans la vie.
But one day.
Mais un jour.
She married Marlon.
Elle a marié Marlon.
Son of Elimelech.
Le fils d'Elimelech.
And there was enough of a reflection of truth.
Il y avait assez de la réflexion de la vérité.
In the testimony of Elimelech's family.
Dans les témoignages de la famille d'Elimelech.
Especially in Naomi.
Et spécialement à Naomi.
That great truth of God's word.
Cette grande vérité de
the
la
covenant
parole,
God of Israel.
Le Dieu de l'alliance
reflected
d'Israël,
through Naomi.
Se reflétait à travers
reflected
Naomi,
to Ruth.
Se reflétait à
and
travers
that
Ruth,
light, though imperfect.
Cette
at
ligne,
that time.
Bien que cela était imparfait en
struck
temps,
that seed that was in Ruth.
Cela a frappé la semence qui
and
était
something Ruth. Started to come to
et
life.
Quelque chose commençait maintenant à venir à la vie.
There was a deep inside of
et
her
y avait une profondeur à son intérieur
that started to respond
et qui a commencé à répondre
to an unknown deep
pour, à une profondeur inconnue
that God
amen.
Had in himself.
Amen. Que Dieu avait en lui-même.
And now all of a sudden, Ruth,
et subitement, Ruth maintenant,
she started to see things differently.
Elle a commencé à voir les choses différemment.
She started to look at her friends
elle a commencé à regarder
that
à
she amie, used to be friends with.
Qu'elle était amie avec,
yes, hein? Ruth was still listening to
et
her worldly
elle
music.
Continuait toujours à écouter sa musique païenne,
was still involved in the worldly
elle
things.
S'appliquait dans les choses
maybe still
monde,
dressed like the world.
Peut-être s'habillait comme le monde,
put on all the outward things like the world.
Les choses extérieures comme le monde.
But she started to sense a difference.
Elle a commencé à en sentir une différence.
And maybe she asked herself many times,
peut-être elle s'est demandé elle-même,
why am I different?
Pourquoi je suis différent?
Why am I seeing these things
pourquoi
different?
Je suis en train de voir ces choses différentes?
Why is this religion not satisfying
pourquoi
me
cette
anymore?
Religion ne me satisfait plus?
It's because there was a seed.
C'est parce que c'est, il y avait une semence.
And the light had struck the seed.
Et la lumière a frappé la semence.
And the seed was coming to life.
Et la semence est venue à la vie.
And that seed,
cette semence,
God had ordained
Dieu a prédestiné
it
cela.
To go through four stages of redemption.
Aller les quatre étapes
the
de
plan
la rédemption,
of redemption.
Les quatre plans de la rédemption.
Ruth deciding.
La décision de Ruth.
Ruth serving.
Ruth qui est en train de servir.
Ruth resting.
Ruth qui est en train de se
rétablir. And then Ruth rewarded.
Ruth qui est en train de se
rétablir. That was the plan God had for her.
Ça c'est le plan que Dieu avait pour
elle. And all she needed to do.
Tout ce qu'elle avait besoin de faire.
Was to keep allowing that seed in her.
De pouvoir continuer à permettre.
To express itself.
Pour s'exprimer.
To express itself.
Pour s'exprimer elle-même.
Because there was something in her.
Parce qu'il y avait quelque chose en elle.
That wanted to express itself.
Qui voulait s'exprimer.
And that was exactly the same as you and I.
Ça c'est exactement la même.
There was something in us
that
wanted to express itself because God had put something there. Now the prophet says in the message, why Christ speaks? He says, look at in the days of Israel. He says, if you have a look then, when Jesus came, he was the light of the world. But those Pharisees, those Sadducees, when that light shone and Jehovah reflected himself perfectly through Christ, what did they say? He's Beelzebub. He's the devil. He's a child of adultery. Showing they had no predestined seed in them. There was nothing in them to respond to the light. But it comes to the woman at the well. An immoral woman.
Une femme
who had five husbands and was now just living with a man. And the moment is that reflection of the light.
La réflexion de la lumière,
when Jesus now starts to discern what's in her heart.
Maintenant à discerner ce qui était dans son cœur,
the moment is a manifestation
où
of Jehovah.
La manifestation de Jehovah.
In her day.
Dans son
a
jeu,
present tense manifestation of God.
La parole au temps présent,
the light strikes her.
La lumière a la frappé,
and though her outward is so defiled.
Bien que l'extérieur était souillé,
yet there's a seed in her.
Eh ben, il y avait une semence.
And the light strikes the seed.
Et la lumière a frappé
and
la
says,
semence.
We know the Messiah is coming.
Et nous savons que le Messie vient.
When he comes, he'll tell us these things.
Et il va nous dire ces choses.
And then it says, I am he.
Et il va nous dire,
the Messiah
suis.
Reveals himself personally to her.
She
leaves her water pots,
elle
runs into the city,
sa
come and see a man
elle est allée
who told me everything that I've ever done.
Qui m'a dit tout ce que je fais.
Is not this the Messiah?
Est-ce que ce n'est pas le Messie?
And she never went back to her old immoral life again.
Elle n'est jamais partie dans sa vie.
So the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
you see,
vous voyez,
that predestinated seed was laying there.
Prédestiné qui est toujours étalé là-bas.
And when the light struck it, it came to life.
A frappé cela, cela est venu dans la vie.
You can't keep it down.
Tu peux pas la garder
you
en bas.
Can't hide life.
Tu peux pas cacher la vie.
Take concrete.
Si vous prenez des
pour it over your lawn.
Si vous mettez cela,
in the winter time.
Dans le temps de l'hiver,
next spring.
Les
printemps, where is the most grass at?
Où se trouve la chose la plus.
Right around the edge of the concrete.
C'était sous le béton.
Because that germatized seed c'est under the stone.
Cette semence qui est sous. Qui est en
when the sun begins to strike, you can't hold it.
Quand la lumière commence à frapper, tu peux pas garder.
It'll wiggle its way around and come out of the edge.
Son chemin et va sortir.
Stick its head up to the glory
et
of
ça
God.
Va mettre sa tête vers la gloire.
You see, you can't hide life.
Tu peux pas cacher la vie.
And when the Holy Spirit
et quand le
strikes the scriptural life that's in a man,
la vie qui est dans l'homme,
it'll bring forth fruit right
ça
there.
Ça va amener des fruits.
Now.
Maintenant,
we were fellowshipping with some saints the other day.
On a communié avec les autres
and they were saying it's sad sometimes to see. And it is very sad.
Très triste de voir les gens.
To see somebody leave church.
It's
sad.
Et c'est triste.
But friends, I have confidence in this.
Mais j'ai confiance à ceci.
None of the elect.
Il n'y a aucun de ces,
none
de
of the elect.
Il n'y a aucun élu
will be lost.
Et qui sera perdu.
If someone's ordained unto life.
Et si quelqu'un a été prédestiné pour la vie.
They'll come back.
Et mal, ils vont
to
venir
the light.
Dans la lumière.
If they're not.
Et s'ils ne sont pas,
people can get caught up through emotion, get caught up through different things.
Par les émotions, faire des choses
then a small offense comes.
Et quand une petite offense vient,
Jesus had those people following him.
Jésus avait ces gens qu'il était en train
imagine
de suivre,
God himself
imaginez-vous, Dieu lui-même
was in a body of clay.
Il était dans
Jesus himself.
De chair, Jésus lui-même.
He was the full reflection of light.
La pleine reflection de la lumière.
And lots of people followed.
Et beaucoup de gens sont en train
then
de
he started to shine the real light.
Et il a commencé à luire la vraie lumière.
Eat my flesh.
Mange mon
drink my blood.
Bois mon sang.
Otherwise, there's no life in you.
Amen.
And it says many were offended.
Et beaucoup de gens étaient offensés.
And said, this is a hard say.
Ça, c'est une déclaration forte.
And they walked no more with him.
Ils n'ont plus marché avec lui.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
Jésus a dit à ses disciples,
do you want to go as well?
Alléluia. Vous voulez partir
and
aussi?
Said, where can we go?
Il dit, où irons-nous
après? You have the words of eternal life.
Les paroles de la vie éternelle.
Friends, don't worry too much.
Ne faut pas
do your best for people.
Faire le meilleur pour les gens.
But a seed of God.
Mais la sémence de Dieu,
no matter the disappointment that comes their way.
La déception qui vient,
no matter what discourages them.
Peu importe ce qui
if
les a découragés,
someone has got a seed predestined in them, like that seed under the concrete slab, it's going to find its way through whatever obstacles there are. And it's going to bring forth the fruit it was ordained to bring forth. That's all that you can do. That's why if you preach the truth,
quand vous prêchez la vérité,
and someone takes an offense,
et quelqu'un prend comme cela une offense,
what did Paul say?
Qu'est-ce que Paul a
they
dit?
Went out from us because they were not of us.
Ils se sont éloignés de nous
if they were of us, they would have remained.
Si ils étaient de nous, ils
devraient but we are humans with compassion. We should have compassion.
Avec la compassion nous devrions
we should
avoir la compassion.
Do our best for people,
on
friends.
Doit faire nos meilleurs pour les gens.
But in the end,
mais à la fin,
this isn't our program.
Amen.
This is his program.
Amen. C'est le programme de Dieu.
He says, you never chose me. I chose you. And ordained you to bring forth fruit. And all you've got to do as a believer is that something in you, that deep in you, that's pressing to be expressed. Just keep feeding that experience. Just keep feeding that experience. And it's going to keep on going. And Ruth's going to leave Moab. She's going to be baptized in the Jordan. That deep in her. It's going to say, I'm not at rest here, I need to do something. It's going to push her to Boaz's field. It's going to bring in contact with Boaz. But it's still not going to be satisfied. It's not enough for her just to be in the message. Not enough just for her to know Boaz in that way. Because she wasn't ordained just for that. She was ordained under a purpose. And something will keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Until it pushes her down to the threshing floor. And then she rests.
Et y a le repos.
Then she's found her place.
Et elle va trouver sa place.
Then the robe is thrown over
et
her.
La robe maintenant est jetée sur elle.
Then she says,
et elle va dire, oh,
this is what he ordained for
ce
me.
Que j'ai été prédestiné
from before the foundation
avant
of the world.
La fondation du monde.
I'm resting.
Et je suis dans le repos.
I'm resting.
Et je suis dans le repos.
That's what a believer has to
et
do.
C'est tout ce que le croyant doit faire.
You just keep following.
Et vous devez continuer à suivre.
Now the scripture says in Hosea,
mais les écritures nous disent dans
Hosea, it says, then shall we know
et alors nous connaîtrons,
if we follow on to know the Lord.
Nous sommes après de suivre cela.
Just keep following on.
Continuez à suivre.
But what we do,
the
deep in Jehovah will be calling unto us
nous appeler,
to say, seek me now.
Dit, cherche-moi maintenant.
Feed on my word.
Et nourris-toi dans ma parole.
Come into my presence.
Venez dans ma présence.
Fellowship with my people.
Communiez avec mon peuple.
Lay yourself at my feet.
Mets-toi à côté.
I want to cast my robe over you.
Je vais jeter ma robe sur vous.
I want to reveal myself
je
to you.
Je vais me révéler à vous.
And we get too busy with other things.
Et nous sommes occupés avec autre chose.
Or we get so caught up
et nous sommes trop pris
in the cares of this life.
Dans les soucis de cette vie.
And the thorns come and choke that seed.
Amen. Et le épine vient, il va mettre sur
you've
cette
got to semence. Give God opportunity amen. Inside of your
vous
life
donner Dieu
to minister you from where you are to the next stage where he wants you to be.
Là où vous êtes, à l'étape suivante, là où vous
and that's what I liked about Ruth.
Et c'est pourquoi j'aime à propos de
she
Ruth.
Didn't lean on her own understanding. When Naomi was ministering to her,
Naomi était en train de
telling
la
her what to do,
il a dit
how to
faire.
Find rest in Boaz.
Boaz,
she did exactly.
Elle a fait exactement.
She did it exactly.
Elle a fait exactement.
And today we have a baptism.
Nous
and we pray that for our sister who's been baptized.
Pour notre sœur qui sera baptisée.
That you wouldn't think baptism is just
et
enough.
Que le baptême ne soit pas juste assez.
It's not enough just to cross the Jordan.
Amen.
Ce n'est pas assez de traverser field. That's Jordan wonderful.
Et aller dans les champs de Boaz.
But there's got to be something in you that hungers for more.
Chose à vous
and you've got to keep following that. Give that the preeminence
et
inside of your life. Keep feeding that with the message of the hour.
À vous nourrir dans le message de l'heure.
And that will continue now
cela va
to press you and urge
à vous pousser, à vous
you. And so just keep pressing on.
Just
keep pressing on. And God has an appointed time, like He did with Ruth, that He'll minister you to the threshing floor so that He can really reveal Himself. And then you can rest. Now, the prophet says in Kinsman Redeemer, he says
Boaz
was the only one that could give her rest from those weary fields of gleaning. Naomi couldn't give her rest. She couldn't. Look in chapter 3, verse 1. Ruth 3, verse 1.
Ruth, chapitre 3, verset 1.
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? Now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself, therefore. Anoint thee. Put on thy raiment. Put thy raiment upon thee. Get thee down to the floor. Make not yourself known unto the man until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lies down, then you shall mark the place where he shall lie. You shall go and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell you what you shall do. Now, how do you apply that to yourself? You're in a situation today that you're not resting. You're struggling. You're trying this, you're trying that. Let me change my job, maybe I'll find rest. Maybe if I get married, I'll find rest. Maybe if I get some more money, I'll have rest. None of those. That seed in you is not going to respond to those kind of things. That seed in you, it's crying out for something deeper in him. And Naomi could show Ruth the way. This is what you've got to do. Do this, do that, do this, do that. But then Ruth had to take that word herself. And she had to allow that word to minister to her. Down a certain channel. Until she came to the only one that could give her rest, which was Boaz. Only Boaz could give her rest. Because Ruth's rest was marriage. Was redemption through marriage. She had to get into a particular kind of relationship with Boaz. She had met Boaz. He had provided for her. She knew him in part. But she wasn't yet at rest. And it's easy to be in that condition, friends. But to a genuine saint, ordained of God, you will never be satisfied with that condition. You'll try. Let me do overtime at work. Let me try to do this. Let me try to do that. But there's a dissatisfaction inside of your soul. Because there's a holy thirst in there. And only Boaz can minister to that thirst. He has predestined it that deep that's in you. He's predestined the thirst in your soul. Because only he can meet that need. And don't seek it anywhere else. He was the only one that could give her rest from those weary fields of gleaning. She was in the plan of God. She had done well. She had left
Moab.
She wasn't fellowshipping with unbelief anymore. I'm sure by this stage, all of her sexy clothes had gone. All of her pagan paint was washed off. Because she met another kind of a people. It was a people that had been set apart. And to Jehovah. The Lord said, you are a consecrated people.
Vous êtes une personne consacrée.
You are a kingdom of priests.
Vous êtes un royaume de prêtres.
Because God wanted to reflect himself through Israel to the rest of the nations of the earth.
Au reste des nations.
And Ruth came there at first.
Ruth est venue là-bas.
She's been baptized.
Elle a été baptisée.
But she's still doing like the world.
Elle continue toujours à faire comme le monde.
And then she gets sanctified.
Et elle a été sanctifiée maintenant.
In the testing time.
Avec le temps.
In Boaz's field.
Dans les champs de Boaz.
And Boaz is encouraging her.
Boaz était en train de la
but he's watching her.
Mais Boaz était en train
he
de
wants
regarder.
To see.
Et Boaz voulait voir.
Is she a virtuous woman?
Elle est une femme vertueuse.
Because Boaz is only going to fully enter into a relationship with a virtuous woman.
Avec seulement une femme
vertueuse. Is she going to flirt with the world?
Si elle va aller maintenant et faire de mauvaises choses avec le monde.
Is she going to flirt with the young men?
Si elle va aller maintenant et sortir.
Is her heart still back in Moab?
Si son cœur continue toujours à être à Moab.
Time is going to prove it.
Le temps va prouver cela.
And during the time of Ruth serving in Boaz's field,
et pendant que Ruth était en train de servir dans
Boaz has these deep thoughts towards
Boaz
her.
Boaz avait une pensée profonde.
He loves her.
Boaz
l'a but he's not too quick
mais ce n'était pas encore rapide
to fully unveil himself
de pouvoir
to her.
Se dévoiler complètement en elle.
First,
et premièrement,
she must prove herself
elle doit d'abord prouver elle-même
that she's a virtuous
qu'elle
woman.
Était une femme vertueuse.
A virtuous woman.
Une femme vertueuse.
Because that's what he says
et
to on the threshing floor.
Dit,
all the people of the city do know
David
that you are a virtuous woman.
Une femme vertueuse.
You are a woman of integrity.
Une femme d'intégrité.
There's a genuineness and a sincerity. You don't come to church and then play with the world out there. You don't sing the songs of Zion in church. I've decided to follow Jesus. And then the worldly music when you go out. Boaz is not
going to
seal something like that.
Amen.
Boaz though he loves you,
ça, bien
he's going to make sure
doit se rassurer,
she must get herself in the right condition.
Être dans des conditions correctes.
And Naomi, the word,
Naomi,
is ministering to her.
La parole est en
wash
de
yourself.
La il faut te
wash
nettoyer.
Off that paint.
Il faut
wash off that contamination from the world.
Nettoyer de cette
clothe thee. Put on righteous raiment.
Le vêtement de la justice.
Anoint you.
Oint-toi.
Get in the spirit.
Il faut entrer dans l'esprit maintenant.
Then go down to the threshing.
Et ils sont allés maintenant dans l'air.
And if Ruth is going to respond to that word as it ministers her interest,
comme cela a été servi en repos,
and she's going to do it with all her heart.
Et il va le faire avec tout leur cœur.
And then go and lay herself at Boaz's feet on the threshing floor.
Dans le pieu de Boaz.
And make claims on him.
Et va faire de déclarations.
And say, you are my Goel.
Et dit, vous êtes mon Goel.
You are my Redeemer.
Vous êtes mon rédempteur.
My hope is in you.
Mon espoir est sur
my
vous.
Future is in you.
Amen.
Mon futur my est past is dead and buried.
Mon passé est mort et complètement enterré.
You are my future.
Amen. Vous êtes mon futur.
Then Boaz is going to get in the spirit of redemption.
Avec le spirit
and he's going to say, blessed be thou, my daughter.
Béni sois ma fille.
Blessed be thou.
Béni sois ma fille.
I will do all that you're asking me to
je
do.
Voulais faire tout ce que vous
and he's going to cast his robe, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of redemption over her.
Le spirit de la rédemption
and he's going to reveal the deep secrets of his heart to her.
Il va révéler les secrets profonds.
Ruth, I loved you from when I first saw you.
Je t'aime depuis que je
I wanted to reveal myself to you.
Je veux
who I really was while you were in those weary months of gleaning in the field. But I needed to make sure that you were worthy of the inheritance, worthy of a place, an adopted position as Mrs.
Boaz.
But now I can see. There's a testimony. You are a virtuous woman. And then
et alors,
he said, now you can be at rest.
Maintenant, pouvez être dans le repos.
And then Boaz could reveal who
et
he really
Boaz
was.
Pouvait révéler ce qu'il est réellement.
And that is the key, friends.
Et ça, c'est la clé, ça.
God in his grace
Dieu dans sa
will
grâce
always come to minister us to the next stage of redemption.
Pour l'étape suivante de la rédemption.
There will be an appointed season.
Il y aura
like
une saison bien déterminée. Nous avons vu la
semaine God will start to deal with your soul once
Dieu
again.
Va commencer à traiter avec ton âme encore
and if you respond,
si vous répondez
if you give it full attention,
et si vous donnez une attention
complète, if you follow it through to the end,
si vous suivez cela jusqu'à la fin,
God will take you to the next stage.
Dieu va t'amener à l'étape suivante.
Because he wants to bring us into rest.
Il veut nous amener à l'étape suivante.
You know, it was like that with the Branham Tabernacle, remember?
Avec le, comme le
in 1959,
deuxième chant, c'est quand même.
The prophet was preaching on the third pool.
De prêcher au troisième pool.
Remember, we showed it last year.
Nous l'avons montré l'année passée.
And he could see that his church
il a vu que son église
not responding
n'était pas en train de répondre
to this thing that God wanted to bring.
Que Dieu voulait les emmener.
So he said, in new ministry,
dans le nouveau
when
ministère,
I come back from California,
dit, quand je vais rentrer de Californie,
he says,
il a dit,
we need a revival
nous avons besoin d'un réveil,
and a filling of the Holy Ghost.
Nous avons besoin yeah. d'un rappelissement
he de says, the great need of the tabernacle.
Dit, le grand besoin du tabernacle.
Some of the finest people in the world come here.
Dans le monde, des gens qui sont
but what we need is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Avons besoin, c'est le baptême du
Saint-Esprit. He says, I feel it, I can tell it.
Dit, je peux sentir, je peux le dire.
And as soon as we return back,
vite que nous allons retourner,
Lord willing,
si
we're going to have a revival for that very purpose. That people might come. People that are seeking the Holy Ghost. Seeking rest. Might come and receive Him. Prayer meetings in here. To receive the Holy Ghost. Prayer meetings.
Prayer.
Then He comes back. And they start the Holy Ghost series. Those meetings on the Holy Ghost. And He says at the very beginning of the first message. What is the Holy Ghost? Paragraph 13.
Paragraph 30.
He says the other night, a little around midnight, the wife and I, after sitting up and praying and talking to the Lord across our little footstool in our front room with two open Bibles, we consecrated ourselves anew to God for a complete service. A complete service. So they first consecrated themselves. They got their Bibles. They prayed. They consecrated themselves. He says that we would surrender our will. Our wills. And everything. Because friends, you can never ever enter into His will until you first surrender your will. That's where the trouble comes in. But look at Ruth. Look at Ruth. Let's read it again there. When Naomi ministers to her, exactly like the prophet was saying to his church, verse 3, chapter 3, Naomi said, wash yourself, therefore, anoint thee, put your raiment upon you, and get thee down to the floor. And what does Ruth do? Verse
5.
And she said unto all that you sayest unto me, I will do. Verse 6. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her.
Amen.
The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
obedience to the word.
L'obéissance
full obedience entitles you to the token.
Vous donne le titre aussi,
the life of the Lamb in
la
your soul.
Dans votre âme.
But you've got to come to a place of full obedience to the word. Now, I've learned it now.
J'ai appris maintenant.
You can't force people to that.
Tu peux pas forcer les gens
but the predestinated, there's a seed in them that will only be satisfied when it comes to full obedience to the word.
Que quand ils viennent à la pleine
obéissance, you won't rest. You'll be dissatisfied. You'll try everything else. You'll try to manufacture this and manufacture that. But until you come to full obedience to the word, and you line up, and you enter that channel, and you follow, you lay your own will aside. The prophet says that we surrendered our own wills and everything. And an important one.
Et la chose importante.
And every negative thought.
Amen. Et toute pensée négative.
We consecrated ourselves,
nous
me and my wife,
nous-mêmes, moi et ma
across
femme,
that footstool.
Et derrière là,
we surrendered every negative thought.
Nous avons abandonné toute pensée négative.
We surrendered our wills.
Nous avons abandonné nos volontés.
A complete consecration.
Une consécration complète.
For a complete service.
Pour un service complet.
Every negative thought
to
serve the Lord Jesus. And then he speaks to his church. He says, I trust that's been your attitude too. That you've done the same thing. That when we're coming tonight to preach on the Holy Ghost, we're coming upon holy ground. You can't come to
Boaz
on unholy ground. You've got to approach redemption the right way.
Approcher la rédemption.
You've got to get rid of the unholy things inside
vous
of your life.
Te mettre à côté des choses
if you want rest,
si vous voulez le répondre,
you can't read the old magazines anymore.
Tu ne peux plus lire
the gossip and the love stories and those kind of things.
L'histoire d'amour et tout ce
you can't watch those old filthy things of Hollywood anymore. That's unholy ground.
Ces choses mauvaises
if that seed in you is calling out for something beyond where you've gone, it's seeking for rest. It's seeking for full redemption. It's telling you it's enough of serving in the field. I want to go deeper.
Je vais aller profondément.
I want to go further.
Je vais aller profondément.
I don't want to be in this condition of
je
doubt
pas
anymore.
Être dans cette condition
am I
doute?
Going in the rapture?
Est-ce que je irai à la,
have
à la
I had the right experience?
Est-ce que j'ai un esprit correct?
Am I right with Christ?
Est-ce que je suis correct avec
Christ? Think of Ruth.
Je sais pas, il faut penser à
when she was there in those fields.
Quand elle était là-bas dans les champs.
And there was something in her.
Il y avait quelque chose en
and she'd go home maybe to Naomi.
Elle va aller chez Naomi peut-être.
And she'd say, Naomi.
Elle dit, Naomi.
That man Boaz.
Cet homme Boaz.
He was so kind to me in the field.
Il était trop gentil envers moi au champ.
I wonder what he thinks about.
Je sais pas qu'est-ce qu'il pense à propos de.
And Naomi.
Et Naomi.
Being the word.
Étant la parole.
She knew what the word says.
Elle savait ce que la parole dit.
And she says it.
Et elle a dit.
To Ruth.
À Ruth.
She says it in verse.
Et elle a dit.
Chapter 2. If you turn to chapter 2. I'll quickly find that.
Je vais retrouver rapidement.
There's a transference now. Watch how it goes.
Il y a les transferts maintenant. Il faut regarder
chapter 2, verse 20.
Chapitre 2, verset 22.
When Ruth comes from Boaz's field,
et quand Ruth est venue du
Naomi Jean-Bois, said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said to her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. That was wonderful. Naomi knew who Boaz was. He's our kinsman redeemer. He's the answer to our situation. And the word is telling Ruth,
Ruth,
Boaz is your kinsman. But it's not going to do her any good until that becomes a personal revelation to her. She has to allow the word to come from here to here. She must commune with that word sufficiently. Until it becomes real to her. And then she, herself, goes down to the threshing floor. And she says it in verse chapter 3, verse
9.
And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Ruth is going with the revelation herself now. Saying, you are my Goel. She's allowing this revelation to give her a confidence now. Before, she never has a confidence to approach Boaz like this. Because she doesn't really know who Boaz is. She just knows he's the Lord of the harvest. He's a nice man that does nice, kind things for me. And so many of us only know Jesus like that as well. He's someone that gave me a job when I didn't have a job. He gave me money when I didn't have money. And that's all true. And that's who he is. But that's not enough.
That
will never put your soul into rest. You've got to personally know him. Who he is to you, the prophet says. And how to approach him. And Ruth caught the revelation of how to approach him. She said, I have every right. The word has made a provision for me of kinsman redemption. It's not me. It doesn't depend on who I am. It doesn't depend upon my righteousness here. This is God's grace. God has provided a kinsman for me. And his name is
Boaz.
And he's the Lord of the harvest. He's a mighty man of wealth. He's a righteous man. I need to make my claim upon him. And she asks Naomi maybe and says, Naomi, you told me he's my kinsman. You told me. He's our Goel. But you think he really loves me enough? Do you think he cares for me?
Est-ce que vous pensez qu'il prend ce
do you think inside of his heart
vous pensez que dans son
he really thinks about me?
Il pense réellement pour
do you think
vous?
He'll do that for me?
Vous pensez qu'il va réellement faire
many
cela
of us are in that condition.
Plusieurs nous étions dans cette condition.
Do you think Jesus will do that for me?
Est-ce que vous pensez que Jésus
do you think God really thinks about me?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu pense à propos
and maybe Naomi in that time tried to encourage her. Say, my daughter, look what he did for you in the field. Look how he spoke to you. Look at the kindness he's shown towards you. Don't worry about your feelings about this. Don't lean on your own understanding about this. God has made a provision for you and for me in the Word, a kinsman redeemer. And he's our kinsman. He's obligated by the Word, the redemptive Word of Jehovah, to minister us out of this situation. But we've got to approach this the right way. And that's all we've got to do.
C'est tout ce que nous devons faire.
You see, what I love about this book of Ruth,
à propos de ce livre de
Ruth, it takes all the fear out of things if you get into it.
Toute la pierre, la peur,
c'est you're not trying to approach God.
Vous n'essayez pas
you know, some message believers,
d'autres croyants du
they're message, so scared of missing the rapture.
Peur de
and de they're saying, God, please give me the Holy Ghost.
Donne-moi le Saint-Esprit.
I don't want to miss the rapture. Please.
S'il vous plaît,
you don't have a revelation of who he is.
Pas la révélation
the
de
prophet
ce
says
qu'il
he wants to give you the Holy Ghost more than you want the Holy Ghost. And the book of Ruth shows that to us. Boaz had the secret love from the beginning for Ruth. He was just waiting for her to come. And the moment she came the right way, he unveiled himself to her. He threw the robe over her. Is it just rest, my daughter? And friends, that is how God is. When he looks at you today, God wants you to rest. He wants to unveil himself to you. He wants to reveal what's in his heart towards you. But you know where the problem is coming in? We never give him the opportunity to do it. We seek him for a day and then back into anxiety, the cares of this life. But if you do like Ruth, when you start, just keep going. I'm going to follow what the word says. I'm getting down there. I'm going to wash myself like the word says. I'm going to get the anointing on me like the word says. I'm going to put the raiment on me. I'm not going to lean on my understanding here. This isn't my program. This is Jehovah's program. He chose me. He's everything that's happened to me up to now has been leading me to this. This is now my time. And that seed in her, it was urging her on. Saying, Ruth, it's for you. Respond. Just do what the word's telling you now. Seek him now and you'll find him.
Friends,
God showing us.
Dieu nous montre,
remember what the prophet said in that first quote.
De ce que le prophète dit dans cette première situation?
He says,
il a dit,
if you catch the real meaning,
si vous avez la vraie
he says, it reveals what he is to you.
Il va se révéler ce qu'il est pour vous.
How to accept him.
Pour l'accepter.
And that's what the word's showing us here.
C'est ce qu'il nous montre ici.
How can I move from where I am?
Comment je peux me sortir de là?
Just consecrate yourself.
Il faut vous consacrer vous-même.
Because you're Ruth.
Parce que vous êtes Ruth.
Just get washed in the waters of the
il faut
word.
Être lavé par les
washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Lavé par le sang.
Put your sins under the blood.
Il faut mettre de
do like the prophet says, consecrate yourself.
Il faut
confess every negative thought.
Et confesser n'importe quelle pensée négative.
Lay your will at his feet.
Mettre ta volonté sous ce pied.
Give yourself to prayer.
Il faut se donner.
Get in the word. Let Naomi keep encouraging you. Ruth coming home and saying, do you really, really think that he loves me? And Naomi saying, there's only one way you're going to find out. I can tell that he loves you. But the only way you're going to know is when he tells you himself. And it's the same as us as believers. We can try to tell each other all these things. But he wants to tell you. He wants to reveal his thoughts towards you. He wants to reveal his purpose to you. And if you come with the right approach, you consecrate yourself to him, and you lay at his feet, God starts to unveil himself. And what is the natural type of it to the church ages? Was the revelation of the seven seals. Jehovah unveiled himself. He unveiled his purpose of redemption to his bride. And the prophecy that brings you to rest. When you see that God had everything under his control, he made a provision for every one of those ages. He sent redemption to them in the dark ages. He's got a plan of redemption for the Jews, them under the altar. He's got 144,000. He's made a provision for them. He sent the eagle to us in this day. Under the seals, when Jesus unseals himself, and you get into that spirit. The prophet says, why did John rejoice? When the lamb broke the seals, he saw himself under the seals.
See?
He saw himself. Oh, God thought of me. God has made a provision for me. God thought of me before the foundation of the world. That's really what brings the stimulation, friends, is when you realize that it's not in your hands. It's not your power, your effort, your will, your works that are going to do it. He made a way, and you just need to respond. Just need to follow through to the end, and he'll do the rest. And that's all that Ruth had to find as well. That's how the prophet says, coming upon holy ground, among a people who's been praying, and fasting, making restitution, getting ready to receive something from God. And I know that he that will come hungry will not go away hungry, but God will feed with the bread of life. And God will never disappoint you, friends. If you really seek him with all your heart, every time you'll find him. But you've got to be willing to have the right approach. You can't have your secret sins. You can't have things that you need to make right that you didn't make right. Process, you have to make restitution for the things that you've done wrong. You've got to put everything under the blood. Wash yourself. And just let the word keep encouraging you down the way. Get in those Holy Ghost series messages. Keep listening to them. Let that keep ministering to you. Just keep following that as God ministers you down to the threshing floor. And I like it when she comes down. Look what it says in chapter 3, verse
7.
And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lay down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly. I love that. It was a personal thing. She came softly. She was led of the Spirit. She knew what she was doing. She wasn't panicking. She wasn't coming to pull something out of Boaz. It was something that was encouraging her in her soul.
And
she was prayed up. And she came softly. And she lay down at his feet. And it was just her and him. And everything else was shut out at that time. And then Boaz wakes up. It says, and she came softly and uncovered his feet. And lay her down. The prophet says, what's that? That's humility. Laying yourself at his feet. She's coming humbly. And Naomi had told her, mark the place where he lies down. And go and lay at his feet. And the prophet says, that's Calvary. That's where Jesus laid down his life for you. You've got to mark where Jesus laid down his life. You've got to come to Calvary. You've got to lay yourself softly, humbly at his feet. And then he turned around and he says, who are you? And she says, verse 9, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over me. For thou art my goel. You are my kinsman redeemer. You know what she's saying? She's saying, take me under your wing. That's what it means. Take me under your wing. I don't want to be a widow like this anymore. I'm tired of this kind of a life. My hope is in you. I want you to take me under your wing. And this means marriage as well. The real definition of it
La vraie définition de cela.
Let your name be called upon me.
Laisse que ton nom soit appelé sur moi.
Take me for a wife.
Prends-moi pour une femme.
It intimates taking her to him for a wife.
C'est intime, la prendre pour femme.
Though the word signifies a wing.
Bien que le mot signifie.
It alludes to the wings of a mother bird.
Cela veut dire le zèle
spread over the young.
Qui a été étalé sur
to cherish them and to protect them,
pour les protéger et le chérir,
which are the acts to be done by a man to his wife.
C'est un acte qui doit être fait par un homme.
What is this, friends?
À son mari.
It's just a full surrender.
Ça, c'est la madame.
That's all that is she's doing.
C'est ce qu'elle a fait.
She's looking in her life.
Elle a regardé en sa vie.
And she says, I see the way the Lord's led me.
Je vois
I see the way he's led
me. Est en train de faire les choses.
But my future's with this man.
Mon futur était pour cet homme.
I'm ordained to be this man's wife.
Je suis prédestiné à être la femme de cette
he's
femme,
my
de cet
kinsman.
Homme.
Everything I need is in him.
Toute chose que j'ai besoin est à lui.
But I need a deeper relationship.
J'ai besoin d'une relation profonde.
I need a full relationship with this
j'ai
man.
D'une relation complète.
And friends, that's all we need, don't we?
C'est tout ce que nous avons besoin.
We don't need to seek this, that, and the other.
On n'a pas besoin de chercher
cela. It's just a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ.
Une relation profonde avec Jésus.
Just a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ to us.
Une relation profonde de Jésus.
Just for him to reveal himself more to your soul.
Plus de votre âme.
That's what brings you into rest.
C'est là que vous amène dans le repos.
And maybe she went there with some trepidation. One side of her was saying, but is he going to accept you? What happens if he doesn't love you? What happens if you're making a fool of yourself here? But there was something that was urging you. No, the hand of God's been leading you right up to the stage. You were born for just such a time as this. This is your appointed time now. This is the real purpose that you were called from Moab. This is the real purpose that you were led to Boaz's field. This is the real purpose that you met him in the field. Lay at his feet. And when she went and laid down, the moment he spoke to her, the moment he revealed himself to her, all of the worry went. All of the fear went. All of the fears for the future. All of the worries about her condition. Where are we going to get the next meal? What are we going to do next summer? Friends, that's the answer. The answer is in him. The answer is in the revelation of Jesus to you. If you want a deeper revelation, seek it. Ask him for it. Because he wants to give it to you. Because Boaz wants you to give it to Ruth. He wasn't reluctantly giving her these things. It was love at first sight. He wanted to marry her. And that's why I look at the response that he makes to her. And he said, verse 10, blessed be thou of the Lord. Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter. For you have shown more kindness in the latter end than in the beginning. Verse 11, now my daughter, fear not. I will do for you all that you require. For all the city of my people doth know you are a virtuous woman. During the time of Ruth serving, you've proved yourself. You're a virtuous woman. You've consecrated yourself. You've separated yourself unto Jehovah and his redemptive purpose for your life. All my city doth know you are a virtuous woman. The prophet says, somebody asked him, how quickly can I receive the Holy Ghost? How quickly can I enter into rest? He says, as quickly as you can die. Die to your old Moab ways. Your old Moab ideas. Your old Moab religious ideas. And that's what Ruth was doing here. She's laying herself down where he laid himself down. She's coming to the same altar where Christ died. And she's laying herself down with Christ. You know, and the reason why many people don't go all the way in redemption, they're not willing to pay that price. They want the praises of people.
Amen. Il veut la louange des gens.
They don't want to be different.
Il ne veut pas être différent.
They don't want to be consecrated,
Amen.
Separated.
Il ne veut pas être consacré.
They don't want to be called a holy ruler.
Il ne veut pas être appelé le saint roulant.
They don't want to be called a fanatic.
Il ne veut pas être appelé le fanatique.
They want to fit in with the world.
Il veut s'accorder
Friends,
avec le monde.
Friends, you can't fit in with the world and with Christ.
Alléluia. Amen. Tu peux pas s'accorder avec le monde de Christ.
It's got to be some stage inside of your life.
Il doit y avoir quelques étapes dans l'intérieur de
toi. That you say enough is enough.
Et assez c'est assez.
I want full redemption now.
Je veux la pleine rédemption.
I want to go the next stage.
Je veux aller dans l'étape.
I want to really know him. I want him to unveil himself to me. I want to know what's really in his heart concerning me. I don't want to be guessing at these things anymore. I want to be sure. And the only way I can be sure is when he unseals himself to me. When he reveals and unveils himself to me. And he's only going to do it on holy ground. So I need to go down to that threshing floor. I need to be ministered by Naomi into that position. That condition. Do it with all of my heart. And then he revealed himself to me. And I'll come into a close. This was the defining moment in Ruth's life. This is the time now when Boaz told her what was in her heart. Friends, those are wonderful times. All of a sudden, everything in her life fell into place. That's why Marlon had to die. That's why Elimelech had to come down. To Moab. It was for this time now. Because Jehovah ordained me to be married to the Lord of the harvest.
Boaz.
That's why. This is when there came a full realization of what everything that had gone before meant in her life. You may be in a condition now. You can see the Lord did this and the Lord did that. You know he dealt with you here and there. But you need to go to the threshing floor, friend, for him to reveal it all to you. And then you see yourself under those seals of redemption. You see your name there. And say, God thought about me before the foundation of the world. He wrote my name in his book. Friends, what can give you rest like that? That brings spiritual rest in your soul. It was a full realization. I just put this down in my notes. It was a full realization that every intricate detail of her life had been foreordained and preplanned. She now realized the full extent of predestination. My God was in it all. Even when I didn't know him, he was still in control of my life. Even when I was in Moab, he was watching over me. And she had a full realization that her footsteps had indeed been ordered of the Lord. That's why I had to go to Boaz's feet. That's why something told me, don't stop here, don't stop here, you go there. You see, all of a sudden, that experience, friends, to anybody who's ever been there, it's the most precious thing in your life. Because all of a sudden, when you see God's thoughts for you, when Boaz reveals his secret purpose for you, everything falls into place. And you say, how great thou art. I didn't know that when I was in those fields, you had such precious thoughts towards me. I didn't know you were watching over me in that kind of a way. At that time, for the first time maybe in her life, she had a full realization that all things work together for good. All that sorrow down in Moab of losing my husband and my brother-in-law, my father-in-law, it worked for my good. All things did work for my good. Friends, and when you come into that relationship with Christ, though you may not understand everything that you're going through, but it brings you to a place of rest. That all things work together for good. That this isn't my plan. It's not me trying to force my way into something. It's not me trying to open doors that Jehovah is trying to keep shut. But it's his plan. I just need to keep following on. Following on, and his full purpose will be fulfilled inside of my life. She started to see for the first time that she was part of a plan that was far bigger than her. She started saying, my, my, how great thou art. You have a great redemptive plan, Jehovah. And by your grace, you ordained me to be a central player in this great plan.
dans ces grands de la
and friend, when you see your name under those seals now in this day, and you see that God thought of you before the foundation of the world, and he ordained you to be his bride,
pour être son épouse,
you look at this age and say, God, how great you are. You've ordained something for the Jews. Ordained something for the foolish virgin. But how wonderful it is. I'm part of the central theme of this entire book. Boaz revealed to her that Ruth, you're the most important thing to me. I want to marry you because I love you. And Ruth all of a sudden realized, but I was wondering if this man ever thought about me. But I didn't realize that his future plans, I'm central to all of his future plans. And friends, that is what the plan of redemption is. And that is why the opening of the seals is such an important thing in our age. And you take your seals book, it starts off with Kinsman Redeemer in the breach. First, the prophet takes the whole story of the kinsman redeemer. And then he starts to show the secret that God had his mind right from the foundation of the world. You know, and I'll finish with this thought. You know, the moment in your life as a believer that you move out of that channel where he is on the throne of your life, where he's on the throne of every circumstance inside of your life, that's when you start to worry. That's when you start to fret about your circumstances. When you lose the substance of how great he is and of his thoughts towards you. You lose that kind of a fellowship with him. When you're no longer seeing him that is invisible in the circumstances of your life, that's when you start to wrestle now with the circumstances in your life. I need to do this. I need to run here. Maybe I need to live there. Let me go and work there. What am I going to do here? Friends, if you're in that condition, you need to do like Ruth did. You need a fresh consecration in your life. You need to lay aside everything else in life for a season. Everything that is unnecessary for a season. And you need to allow the word to encourage you and minister you down to the threshing floor once again. And you need to lay yourself down. And you need Boaz to reveal his thoughts to you once again. Boaz to start to express love to you once again. You need to see yourself the way that he sees you once again. And then there's no more worry. There's no more panic for the future. There's no more what if and maybe and all these kind of things. What did Jesus say? What is the answer? Friends, let me summarize it in this closing scripture. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. Come unto me. Don't seek an experience. I'm not saying that. Experiences can deceive you, friends. When we were in Pentecost, we had wonderful experiences, but many of them were deceiving. We need him. We need Boaz himself. Jesus said, come unto me. If you're weary, if you're heavy laden, if you're burdened, if you've got fear, if you've got uncertainty, if you're worrying about the future, if you're uncertain of your standing with me, don't go elsewhere. Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Come unto the word. Just become obedient once again. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How you learn of him? Get the message, Kinsman Redeemer. Read the book of Ruth. Get in the book of seals.
Entrez dans les livres des sceaux.
Learn of me.
Et il faut apprendre de moi.
Don't lean on your understanding.
Ne faut pas s'appuyer sur ta propre
compréhension. But he says, learn of me.
Il dit, apprends de moi.
For my yoke is light.
Parce que mes fardeaux
my burden
sont
is light.
Mes fardeaux sont léger.
And you shall find rest for your soul.
Et vous allez trouver les réponses à ton âme.
And that's what Ruth found.
Et c'est ce que Ruth a trouvé.
In chapter 3.
Dans le chapitre 3.
She found rest for her soul.
Elle a trouvé le repos à son âme.
She came unto him.
Elle est venue à lui.
She took the burden.
Elle a pris le fardeau.
Of her future.
De son futur.
Of her condition.
De sa condition.
And she laid it at his feet.
Et il l'a mis sous ses pieds.
And he took the burden.
Et il a pris le fardeau.
The Bible says casting all of your cares upon him.
La Bible dit il faut mettre tous ses fardeaux.
Because he cares for you.
C'est parce qu'il prend soin de vous.
And then he took the burden on himself.
Et il a pris le fardeau sur lui-même.
And he says, okay, Ruth.
I'll
take this burden on me.
You
rest now.
Vous
and then she went back to Naomi.
Et il est allé à
what did Naomi say?
Que Naomi a dit?
Rest. Reposez-vous. Just take it easy. Because he is not going to rest
lui ne va pas se
until this job is done.
Telle fin que ce
can you see you've taken the burden you've given unto him?
Le fardeau, vous lui
but friends, that's got to be a real thing. That's
doit être quelque chose
that
vrai.
Takes a real consecration.
Ça demande une consecration.
That takes a real commitment inside
ça demande
of
un, ça demande un effort réel dans
that takes a real desire
ça demande un vrai désir
to go from where you are
pour aller de là où vous êtes.
To where he wants you to be. And if you're not in that position of rest today, I'd encourage you. Learn of him. Learn of him. Take his yoke on you. Consecrate yourself again. Let him bring you to the place of rest, which is to cast his robe over you. That experience, that personal revelation to you in your soul, that you know that you know. I know my Redeemer lives. Not because somebody else told me, but I met him on those secret
sands.
I met him on the appointed time. I met him at the threshing
floor.
And that was the turning point in her life. She was never the same
after.
She was now Ruth resting. And Boaz went now before the elders. Christ, Revelation 5, before the elders, he made the claim. He takes the book. Then he comes and takes Ruth and Naomi. And Ruth just had to rest until the work was finished. And she knew just any day now there's going to be a knock on that door. And Boaz, my Redeemer, is coming to take me to the place that he's prepared for me. That was the confidence she had. And that's the way that it happened. And chapter 4, the prophet says, is Ruth rewarded? She entered into her reward. And friend, to a believer, we just rest, waiting to enter into our reward, to go to the place that he's prepared for us, to wait for him to finish until the last one in the book has come in. Then he takes the book. And in Christ the mystery, the prophet says, the bride is the book. He comes to take her because she is the book. And he takes her home with him. Eternity will unroll. And we'll be ever with the Lord. So comfort one another with these words. Let's stand. You know, there's a song that a cappella sing. It says, lead me to rest. It says, on my journey here below,
dans mon voyage sur la
lead
terre,
me to rest.
Conduis-moi dans le repos.
And friends, that's what we need as believers.
C'est ça que nous avons besoin.
To seek his rest.
Pour chercher son repos.
His rest is glorious, the Bible
son repos
says.
Glorieux.
Let him minister to you.
Laisse
you obey like Ruth.
Consecrate
yourself. And come to that place of rest.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was a prophecy an angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce divine. Oh, I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. I will walk this path. I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. This path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. Perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining to walk in this path. We can already hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
So let's just bow our heads. Just in the simplicity of things at the end of this service. You know where you are. Is anybody here today that doesn't know Him in the way that you desire to know Him? And you want to say to Jesus, Jesus, unveil yourself to me.
Alleluia.
Sure, reveal yourself, because you are the answer. You are my future. I've tried this and I've tried that. I've tried people. I thought people, flesh and blood, could help me. Oh Lord, some of it was good advice they gave me. But I've learned now that they weren't the solution. But Jesus, you are the solution. And I want to come to you today. I just want to lay myself at your feet. I just want to come softly. I just want to find the place where you lay down for me. And Lord, I'm going to lay myself down there. And Jesus, I don't want to get up from here, spiritually speaking. I don't want to lean on my own understanding again. I don't want to follow my own feelings again. I just want to wait on you. And Jesus, you show me what it is that you would have me to do. And Jesus, I desire rest. I desire your rest in my soul. Lord, unveil yourself to me. Lord, if I need to confess, reveal it to me, and I'll go and make it right. If I need to make restitution, forgive me, Lord. I'll go and make restitution. Father, if I haven't dressed myself spiritually speaking right, if my garment is spotted and contaminated by the things of this life, by politics, worldly talk and worldly fellowship, Father, I want to put on a clean raiment. I want you to wash me, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb. And as I go from this place, Lord, I want to stay in your word. I want you to wash me in the waters of your word. I want the anointing, the spirit of life that is in the word of life, those ancient words, to continue to minister to me. And I want to continue to follow until I come to that place that inside of my soul, you reveal yourself to me, that you speak to me, that you say, I am your Redeemer. I am your all in all. I loved you before the foundation of the world. I died for you. I shed my blood for you. I prepared a place for you. My future is tied in with you. Lord, I desire that. I desire to take your yoke upon me and to rest in you, to find rest for my soul. Father, each and every one of us upon this day just has a simple desire, and that is to know you more.
Yes.
Won't you help us, Lord? Won't you forgive us, Lord, for our unbelief? Won't you forgive us for the things sometimes that we dwell upon, our fears and our uncertainty? And we feed those things and we speak about those things. And instead of speaking about the word of life, instead of consecrating ourselves and coming into that place once again, where Jesus, you can reveal yourself to us, that you are the answer to whatever situation we find ourselves in. But Father, I pray for your people upon this day. I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that from this day forth, Father, bring it to our remembrance. Every time we start to go that way, bring it to our remembrance, Lord, that that is not the way to rest. That is just the human way. That is just the way that man has made for himself, of trying to resolve his own problems. But Father, that doesn't bring rest for the soul. But Father, we want to be Ruth resting. As we wait for Ruth rewarded, Father, that is our desire. Father, we see in our lives the time of Ruth deciding. What a glorious time that was when we first accepted you. And Jesus, we went to the waters of baptism as a testimony that we had decided to follow you. And Father, we crossed over from Moab, from that old unbelief, that old lifestyle, that old fellowship, that old mode of life. And Father, by your grace, in the fields of Boaz,
yes, Lord,
you transformed us by the renewing of our minds, Lord. You sanctified us by the word of truth, by the blood, the bleeding word. And Father, you took us from that kind of a condition. And Father, nobody forced us to do it, but the old fashions went off us, Lord. The old music, it fell away. The old Hollywood appeal that was inside of our souls, it died through the process of sanctification. Father, we no longer desire to fellowship with Moab anymore, but we desire to fellowship with the sons and daughters of Abraham.
Yes,
because that's satisfied. That's something inside of our souls. And Father, that grace that you bestowed upon us by cleansing us, by putting a new spirit within us. But Father, what a glorious thing. What a glorious day. That day that we found rest in you. That spiritual rest, where Jesus, you came down to that place that we were, and you unveiled yourself to us inside of our souls. And Father, all of a sudden we understood our lives. We understood, Father, the greatness of your work and your hand and your leadership and all the things that you had done. And Father, how we just want to come back to the threshing floor again upon this day. We just want to come and lay our souls down at your feet, just to come softly upon this day. Not to come, Father, through human effort. Not to come, Lord, through human will. Not to come through the power of people's persuasion. But to come, Father, because that's where we desire to be. Because that is the only place that satisfies us inside of our souls. So, Father, may you minister an entrance, I pray, to every single person who, Father, laid up, raised their hand upon this day. And, Father, may your spirit of grace continue to persuade them. May you lead them in your word. Lead them in the message of the hour. Help them, Father, put a holy thirst and a holy hunger inside of every soul. that at this time, Father, we may lay aside all that is unnecessary. Father, to seek thee, and that when people would come to church to pray, or when you'd have our family altar at home, or when we shut ourselves in the secret closet, Father, may you encourage us to seek thee. May you quicken us in our prayer. May you minister us down deeper and deeper into that channel, that, Father, we know inside of ourselves something is declaring it to us, that if I seek him now, I'll find him, Lord. That you may be like Jacob that day. Father, when he met you in that way, and he was never the same, and he never walked the same, and he received his new name in that experience when you revealed yourself to him. Father, I pray that you be the portion of every soul that is here. That, Father, you will not give us rest night or day, but, Father, continue to give us dissatisfaction as long as, Father, we seek for anything else. But, Father, lead us and guide us to that full revelation of our great Redeemer, that you may worship. Thee is our desire. And even our sister who's desired baptism upon this day, Father, she's making a public profession upon this day that she's leaving Moab, that her feet won't be walking those paths anymore. That, Father, though she may not be able to change herself, but, Father, she has a desire that you would wash her in the waters of your word, that you would quicken her from that old life of that worldly music and worldly entertainment. And, Father, Lord, the outward adorning that conforms to the fashions of this world, that, Father, you would quicken her from that, Lord, into the image, even outwardly, that you desire her to be. But more importantly, Lord, we desire that you would lead her spiritually to rest in Christ, that, Father, you would lead her to that place, that you may be glorified in her life, that you may reflect yourself in this age to this generation would be our desire. As we come to the baptism, may you bless us and bless your people and bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So let's open Mark chapter 16. We just read two scriptures and come to water baptism. Mark chapter 16, we'll read from 15 to 16. Mark 16, 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So we can see that baptism is a sign of belief.
C'est un signe de croyance.
Because it says, he that believes and is
celui
baptized shall be saved.
Baptisé sera sauvé.
But he that believes not shall be damned.
Et celui qui ne croit pas sera condamné.
So the natural next stage to believing is to be baptized.
Pour croire, c'est être baptisé.
You believe and then you baptize.
Vous croyez et vous êtes baptisé.
And that's what our sister desires today.
C'est que notre sœur a désiré.
Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 2. Now the prophet taught us that there's three baptisms. Water baptism is the first one. Acts 2 verse 38. Let's read from 37. Peter had preached the gospel of repentance to them, telling that they had crucified Christ, that it was their sins that put him on the cross. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? See, that's the right way that things should be done. God must first prick somebody in their heart. And then they seek, what can I do? Then somebody shows them the way. And they follow that way. Verse 38, and Peter said unto them, repent. And we trust our sister has repented. She's turned around from the old path she was following. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So it's the repentance that brings the remission of sins. And then you go to the waters of baptism. There's no forgiveness of sin in water. The forgiveness of sin is in the repentance. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So friend, if God calls you, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. If you just keep following. Because it's unto you. As many as the Lord our God shall call. Ruth's going to leave Moab. If she keeps going, She's going to receive Boaz's robe, the Holy Ghost robe. It's going to happen. It has to happen like that. So the prophet says the first baptism is in water. The second baptism is the baptism of the Spirit. And the last baptism is the baptism of death. There's three baptisms that everybody is ordained unto. And that is why if the translation comes, the body change, the prophet says you will feel a short, sharp pain. And this mortal will put on immortality. And that will be your final baptism. When you're transformed from mortal to immortality. From time to eternity. Let's sing one song. We just ask ourselves, are you ready to go, sister, for baptism? Let's sing one song. And then we come to the water baptism. The brother's just asking if you wouldn't mind just staying in your seats while we have the baptism. Just to give the sister a chance to get in and out. And may the Lord bless you. Let's sing one song,
Richard. Praise awaits you, Zion. Praise awaits you, Lord. Praise awaits you in Zion. The name of Jesus, so we lift the name of Jesus all the way. Messiah, Prince of Peace, the Lord and our love will grow stronger. Coming King, praise awaits you, Lord. Praise awaits you in Zion, oh Lord. Praise awaits you, Lord. Praise awaits you in Zion, oh Lord. To you our vows will
spoke to him and to Dion a couple of weeks back because I'd been asking about it and I asked him to take time to think about it. And I really expressed, and that's why I preached what I did last week, because baptism doesn't do you any good if you don't approach it the right way. If it doesn't originate with God, he's got to have spoken to your soul. You know, then I spoke to Dion again and she was really convinced, and I pray the Lord will bless her and help her at this time. time. And then Denzel, now he's really thought about it. So he was desiring it as well. So we pray God's blessing on him as well. You know, remember last week I was trying to express it. What a decision it really is. Because you're making a vow to Christ that I will follow you through sickness and health, through richer, through poorer. No matter what people say about me, no matter the circumstances of my life, I'm going to follow you. And if somebody has a determination like that, we don't look at the outward now. We don't look at where somebody is now. Because the first change is a turning in the heart. Somebody's heart was thirsting for the world. But now they decide, I don't want to do this anymore. Outwardly at first, it may not be much of a change. When Ruth first came across the Jordan, I'm sure she was still dressed in the same clothes she used to wear. But over the process of time, as she was washed and sanctified, she started to be transformed outwardly as well. And that's what you desire. That for both of these young people, it doesn't just stop here today. Because with many people it does. The only thing they can speak about is when I was baptized in water. But they never come to a personal walk with Christ. And you can see it. If you don't love to read His word every day, get in the message and in prayer. Friends, what sort of relationship do you have? Imagine being married and you don't speak to your wife for 2 weeks. Would it make sense? Is that a relationship? She writes you letters, you don't read them. When you're away, that wouldn't be a relationship. It sounds funny, but that's the truth. The Holy Ghost in the soul of a person. The prophet says the Holy Ghost only feeds on the word. That's the only thing that satisfies you, is fellowship with God and His people and His word. And you can't get enough of that because He's dwelling on the throne and you just want His will to be done. And if the word instructs you something, you want to do it to the best of your ability. If it says off with the earrings, you want the earrings off. If it says high heels, no. You don't argue so much against things. I remember when I was in South Africa and I became a Christian, when I got in the message, you know how it is back home, all the white people wear short trousers because it's hot there. And I was at university, and one day I sat with Brother Clint, the brother testified to, and he said, brother, you shouldn't be wearing those short trousers. That's a woman's undergarment. God is my witness. From that day to day, I never wore short trousers. Amen. All my friends at university, it was 30-something degrees. And you'd be wearing jeans. And everyone would be wearing short trousers. But I said, if it's not pleasing to my Lord, I'm not going to do it. Because I want to walk with Him. And friends, that's a decision you've got to make. We used to fellowship in the colored area of Grahamstown during apartheid, doing foot washing. Having communion down in the little shacks down there. Nobody else understood what we were doing. But He was real.
Amen.
And it was blessed to our souls. And we're willing to bear the reproach of Christ. Because you wanted to walk with Him. And friends, I pray that will be the attitude of Denzel and Dion when they're baptized. That it doesn't matter the cost. It doesn't matter about what my friends say.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how the devil comes and tries to tempt me. I want to consecrate my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be the real thing. I don't want people to have to push me along the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way. And I'm glad they've made the first step, the second step today. After accepting Christ, both of them told me they've accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. For the forgiveness of their sins. They're trusting in nobody else but the Lamb for their salvation. This is the second step. I'm glad they're following Him into the waters of baptism. But I pray that Jesus, our great Boaz, will continue to lead them to greater things, to spiritual life.
à la vie,
in Christ, à Christ, where they won't be satisfied with anything else. Let's just pray for them before we baptize. Father, I do pray for our brother who wants to baptize and our sister.
Yes.
Father, you know their hearts. Lord, we can speak to people, and Father, they can express to us a desire. And Father, we can tell people and point them. And Father, we can explain and we can show.
Yeah.
But you are the only one that can do it properly, Lord. So Father, I'm asking for your blessing upon Denzel. I'm asking your blessing upon Dion as they go to the waters of baptism today. And Jesus, I just pray that you would just awaken something inside of them in this generation, that they may be an example to our youth, would be our desire. That they may show the way that things should be done. That Father, there would be a real new life come forth. That, Lord, they may be able to say, surely if any man is in Christ, old things have passed away,
Amen.
And all things have become new. May you, Lord, do that spiritual work. May, Lord, you just quicken that something in their soul. May you awaken a hunger and a thirst and a desire inside of them for a personal walk with Jesus Christ in this generation. May you shine forth in and through them. May you be glorified in them, Lord. May you give them overcoming power. May you quicken them. May you help them. May you encourage them when nobody else can encourage. May you strengthen them. Father, we commit them into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Oh, happy day that saves my troubles to him who made me and my God. Well, may this glow rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live, rejoice, sing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away. Oh, happy bond that seals my vows. So my vows, faithful land, sail his woe to the sand, which dry night. Happy day, happy day, happy, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away. Taught me how to watch and pray and live, rejoicing every happy day, happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away. Distant the great transactions done, I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I follow. Oh, charm to confess the voice deep. Happy day, happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live, rejoice, sing every day. Oh, happy day, happy, happy day, when Jesus washed my sin away.
So Since next weekend it's just normal services here, Friday, Sunday. Please be in prayer. We'll be away for the Crosby's convention there. Please keep us in prayer. May the Lord help us. As we said once before, we've arranged special meetings for the first weekend of May. It's a long weekend, the first bank holiday in May. We're going to have special meetings here at that time. So please be in prayer for that as we make arrangements for that as well. And may God richly bless you. Let's just close in prayer. Father, we dedicate everything into your hands now.
Amen.
Father, you are the Amen.
Hallelujah.
And how we desire to go with you. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. Father, you are the beginning and you are the end. You are the one who began the work in us. And Jesus, upon this day, we just want to rest in you, that you are the one that will complete that work. And Father, anything that would hinder us from that, deal with us. Shine your light upon it.
Hallelujah.
Minister us from that situation to that place of perfect rest. Father, how we just want to rest in you. And those that have big decisions, those that are tossed about in life, those that do not know whether they're coming or going or what they should do, I pray, Jesus, may you speak to them even now to come unto you. Those that are weary, those that are heavy laden. And Jesus, I pray that you'd reveal yourself afresh. That, Lord, they would lay aside the yoke of this world and take your yoke upon them. And may you guide them, Lord, to that rest unto their soul. Bless your people. Bless Brother Francois, Lord, as he administers. I pray, may your hand continually be upon him. Bless the deacons, Father, Brother David, Brother Wilmore, on their post of duty. Bless them for the Sunday school work. Bless the sisters who help in that, I pray. May you continue, Lord, Father, to minister to our young people, even as we see the fruits today of these things that you are doing. We do thank you for that, Lord. Father, I pray that you'd bless Brother Virgus as the trustee. I pray you'll bless Brother Vlad. And bless Brother George. Bless Brother Mike. Lord, you lead him and guide him, even in the song, lead him as well, Lord. And Heavenly Father, even for the choir, we pray, Lord, that you'd be in all of these things. May it be done for your glory. May you be in these things. May it be a blessing unto your people. And Father, every other brother, every other sister, for all the things which they do, may you minister grace and mercy, Lord, to us as we go from this place. For Father, we desire to dismiss in your precious name. Amen. 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 God bless.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. And with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh, to God be the glory. God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. And with His power He has raised me. To God be the glory.